Remember, the Jews don't control everything, and they definitely don't have all the power. That's a very dangerous conspiracy theory, and if you believe that, you are anti-Semitic and probably don't have a job right now. So nothing says that something's not true, like watching it be true, but being gaslit by an entire industry telling you that you're being lied to by your own eyes. Brian, if you can go to my screen here, the New York Post, which of course is staffed by that group, run by that same group. Which group am I talking about? I'm talking about journalists, Bolsheviks, whatever you want to call them, came right out and piled on Candace Owens, our Nubian queen, and said, Candace Owens out at Daily Wire after host endorsed theory about Jewish rabbis drinking blood. So not only is that not true, but we have so much to talk about because my take on this got over a million views, I think, by now already on Twitter, which means people agree with me and some people hate me. Of course, you can always get your noticer t-shirts at slightlyoffensive.com in case you're noticing things, whatever it might be. There's a lot of noticing going on. We're all getting punished, but it's making me excited. We're going to be talking about that, plus some crazy Israeli intelligence that almost went wrong. We're going to talk about some red heifers that are now in Israel, signaling the end of the end times. Plus, people are eating people in American cities. Cannibalism's on the rise. We have so much insanity here on this shit show on a Friday night. My name is Elijah Schaefer. This is Nightly Offensive. Let's start the show. All right, my guest today is the one, the only, my co-host on Friday nights. He wasn't here last week because he had an erectile dysfunction issue. But to this week, he's doing okay. My guest today, Ben, Australia Talk. Welcome back to the show.
I'm doing very well, Elijah. Yes, I have overcome my issues and I'm rock solid, man. Rock solid now, so there's no dramas. It was a blood pressure issue, I was told.
Okay, a blood pressure issue. And I see you got your t-shirt on today. We got our t-shirts on. How's that going?
It's not bad. It's not bad. Not bad at all.
It's not bad at all. Well, okay, we've got to talk about some insanity. Now, let's just go straight to this. We don't know if Candace Owens was fired. We don't know if she quit. We don't know what happened. I don't know why the title says Candace fired from Daily Wire. What's next? Because I didn't write that. But that's not accurate. So, Mike, that's not... We don't know if that happened. However, what I can say is that this is a really juicy topic, and it does matter to you if you're listening somewhere. You're going, why do I care about black people in general, let alone one black person, let alone a black person who has a problem with Jews? Well, that's not really the whole story. This is a much deeper and complex inside issue. The typical attack dogs are out. But I know that we're not surprised that this happened, are we, Ben?
Not surprised whatsoever. The writing was on the wall some time ago, but I think it gives Candace now legitimacy, because until she was cancelled by those people, she was always going to be considered perhaps too close to those people and maybe unwilling to say things that need to be said. But now she's got the opportunity to give zero fucks. So onwards and upwards to you, Candace. I can't believe the Daily Wire.
The Daily Liar now is what we're calling them.
I just can't believe they terminated a black woman.
Yeah. I mean, dude, come on.
Pretty racist, right? They terminated a black woman. It's not because of poor performance. Not because of poor performance whatsoever. Her performance has been nothing but exemplary. She's brought in the views. She satisfies their audience very well. She brings in hundreds of thousands of new eyes. She's broadening their appeal to different demographics who ordinarily would not watch Daily Wire content, but they've thrown her overboard. She's not the bad guy, but, you know, maybe she is the bad guy to them.
Well, I have to say this. This show is known for being the number one supporter of the black community in all of history. And I like that even Defiant L's had to take this down. Go to my screen here. He even deleted this. I don't know why. Jeremy Boring, 2023, saying, I always support the principle of free speech. And then Daily Wire and Candace Owens have ended their relationship. Now, we're going to discuss on what happened here. Before we jump into that, I got to give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today's show. I'm talking about American Hartford Gold. Guys, you know that the dollar is not only collapsing, it's pretty much valueless. Some of you are like, I don't have any dollars. Well, if you do have some dollars, you would know that even if you have some, it's basically losing its value every day. The economy is going in a bad direction. Our money is buying less and less every day, which is why it's really important that you invest your money into something that actually is backed by timeless investment probability, meaning that it'll continue to raise in value. I'm talking about precious metals from American Hartford Gold. Now, if you call 855-699-8392, you can call them because they have hundreds of five-star reviews, 100% rating with the Better Business Bureau. But on top of that, you can get your 401k, your IRA, your investment, your retirement, and or just bullion. You can actually buy gold and silver, which can back you up and make sure that you have your money put into something that stands the test of time. Gold and silver is like the oldest investment strategy. It's not as volatile as, let's say, crypto, and it's very important you check it out today. You can get a free investor's kit right now. Text OFFENSIVE to 65532 or click the link in my description. American Hartford Gold. Again, they delivered billions of dollars in gold and silver and have an A-plus rating with Better Business Bureau. Call the number on the screen or text OFFENSIVE to 65532. Let's jump into this. So I tweeted something out which made people angry. And that seems to be the case these days. It seems like everyone's kind of angry with me all the time, and I'm not really surprised because I've been speaking my mind. I was released from what Candace was released upon, and she said today, I'm free now. And that's why my enemies who thought, haha, we got him, I'm like, it's like you essentially gave me the key to a prison that I was stuck in for like, I had like multiple years left on a contract. You got me out of a contract and now I can speak my mind. I think that's what happened here. I think Candace has been freed. Go to my screen here real quickly, Brian. Not to mention here, this is a great account to follow, Candace Owens, Free Blexit. You should check it out. I'm not going to say who's behind it, but you should check it out. So I wrote this. Yeah, we're at 961,000. Yeah. I wrote this. I worked in Big Con for 4 years, and here's the reality. I've been on TimCast with Matt Walsh. I've been dinner fundraisers. I've even more than that with Shapiro. I've had Brett Cooper on this show. I was on Candace Owens' show. I've had Andrew Klavan on this show. I'm just putting some resolve here, saying, look, I've worked in and around these people. I'm not speaking out of my ass.
Did you smoke cigars with Andrew on your show?
No, I still would, as I really like Andrew.
Yeah, he's a legend.
I think Andrew's great. And I make sure I say that this is not a criticism of them. This is just me saying, look, I've been around the block, okay? I said, this company ultimately exists to advance Israel's interest, not America's. Let's talk about that claim here, about Daily Wire. This is not an attack on the hosts, and this is not saying the hosts, their shows exist to advance the Israel. But I have watched Ben Shapiro at CPAC, I think it might have been Tel Aviv, but CPAC in Israel, or was an Israeli CPAC event, say that if Israel didn't exist, that's he wouldn't really be fighting for America, and that he thinks he's going to use his platform, which he owns, which is the Daily Wire, to make sure he's advancing Israel's interests. So he said that, and that's why I said that. He said that he does not want to Eliad, or whatever they call it. He doesn't want to move back to Israel because he wants to use his platforms in America to influence America to ensure Israel's existence. He said that. So people are getting mad at me saying, how dare you say that? I'm like, well, one of the founders literally said that. Yeah. Am I wrong on that?
I don't think you're wrong. And I would appreciate, and I guess the audience would as well, if you are going to quote Ben Shapiro, please use Ben Shapiro's voice. You're quite skilled in speaking like Ben Shapiro when you need to. But yeah, 100%, man. He's not going over to North Korea to spread the message there. He's not going to other nations. He's utilizing the United States to spread his message and provide cover for his people. I don't begrudge him for that, but, you know, he is now naked in the sense that he's a naked communist almost, my man. He's all for his own people and not necessarily for Lady Liberty. He's not for the First Amendment, which is surprising. Very surprising.
Well, yeah. So let me read the rest of this because this went way more viral than I thought it should have. By the way, having a nuanced opinion on someone's firing, getting a million hits, means that, and it has a lot of likes. It's not, I didn't get ratioed or anything. People agree with me on this. Here's what it says here. It said, they silenced their hosts. And what's funny is some people reached out to me because of NDAs. I don't mention names or even companies. But a company I used to work for, a prominent company, some people reached out to me today and was like, thank you for just telling people the truth that we're silenced. We're silenced. Thank you for telling them that. Now, I know everyone says that, but I said topics are definitely off the table. And this is really important as we're talking about why Candace was fired, because I said some of their hosts and staff are quite based. They're Catholic and they know what's up. Thinking of Walsh, Knowles, right?
100%.
I said, but the bag is worth it to them and they have families, so no judgment. Ultimately, they need to provide for those who they love and don't see truth about Israel as a reason to jeopardize their livelihood. The money is really good and they can talk about 99.9% of other issues freely.
Yeah.
Breaking this down, because we will get to Candace, I brought this up because I was in a space today with Mario Nafal, a very big space with prominent people like Ian Carroll, big TikTokers, etc. And I only bring up the reputation of like being in this space because people are like, well, how can you say they're silenced? Mm. It's like, well, because I know, and I want to remind people, my trouble started with Big Con back in 2020 when I think it was 2021 actually, when I discussed my experience at 2020 CPAC, and I said directly that CPAC was sponsored by the Zionist Movement of America. Which was true. And that was a hyperbolic language that I used to describe the fact that there were Zionist groups that were key sponsors of the group. Go to my screen here. I can bring it up. This was a problem. So to show you how bad this works, this was 2022 actually is when the hit piece came out. So it's Blaze TV host claims Zionist Movement of America is sponsoring CPAC. I guess they have the clip. Let's watch. Can we watch this? Is this? Are we going to watch an ad? Let me turn this off. Okay, we're not going to watch it. All right. Blaze TV host Elijah Schaefer decried foreign influence in U.S. politics while calling out the non-existent Zionist Movement of America for sponsoring the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, in addition to blaming Israel and other countries for exploiting the greed of Americans. During Tuesday's episode of The Blaze's You Were Here, although Schaefer called out countries including Qatar, China, Russia for influencing U.S. politics, by including the Jewish state of Israel in his rant about foreign influence, he echoed the anti-Semitic trope of Jewish and Israeli control of U.S. policy. Okay, this is where my problem started and when my exit began, which is why I tell you guys about 6 months before I exited the company, which doesn't matter. Why? Because it's very complicated. I had built a studio in my home because I was told by somebody in the company they were trying to get me out. There was an active case to get me removed out of the company, and they were looking for a reason to let me go. Now, that's the case of this here is it started with this. So I want to talk about this before we go back to the tweet and talk about when I say they silence the hosts. I didn't think it was weird. We'll do this. I didn't think it was weird that the media didn't like this. But my point is this is a left-wing publication that's defending CPAC and attacking me because of a quote where I listed all of these countries that have influence and control, but I'm not allowed to mention Israel because Israel definitely doesn't control anything. So don't talk about it. Silence, you bitch. Shut up. Stop it. Be quiet. You're not allowed to talk about it. Is that, am I reading that right, Ben?
I think you're reading it correctly. Once again, you're allowed to name everybody but the true perpetrators of it. They want you to look in the other direction rather than cast your eyes of suspicion upon them. Only because they are overrepresented in the committing of acts, which, you know, make you raise your eyebrows. But what's crazy about that is they say the non-existent Zionist Movement of America. Now, perhaps there isn't an organization that is titled the Zionist Movement of America. That might be true. There might not be a 501c3. Is that what it's called? 501c3?
Yeah.
Yeah, there might not be a 501c3 called the Zionist Movement of America. But rest assured that in many movements of America, yes, Zionists are determining how they should operate and act. And they also set the perimeters for what they can discuss and what they cannot discuss. You're a bad guy for noticing the truth, Elijah. And also, you know, maybe Candace got the axe because she wasn't kosher.
Well, literally, look at this. This is what's so funny. You guys, this is going to be a fun episode. I hope you're enjoying your Friday because this is a topic I'm passionate about because literally Candace dropped a video that explained and you'll find out why, as I said today on The Space, I said, it's not that everybody gets fired for not supporting Israel, but you'll find that everybody who doesn't support Israel gets fired. That's a really important quote to remember. Not everyone gets fired for not supporting Israel, but everyone who doesn't support Israel ends up getting fired from these media companies. It's just true.
That's like the rule. Not every terrorist is a Muslim, but...
not every Muslim is a terrorist. That's correct. But every terrorist is a Muslim. That is true. But look at this.
I prefer it the other way.
But look
I
what they said. The other way. Dude, this is such a... If you're new to the slightly offensive lore, this is goes so deep. Listen to this, because this is connected to Candace. So it's funny, because they said that I called out the non-existent... Right, it's the non-existent Jewish and Israeli control of U.S. policy. Then they go on to say, but organizations similar to the non-existent Zionist movement of America that actually exist include the American Zionist movement. That's the same thing with the words in different places. It's like, I'm actually retarded. People have to realize that. I have autism. I'm dumb. I'm not actually smart. So I don't remember the wording. It's like me being like, yeah, my friend's name is like... Ben, and it's like, oh, actually, his name's not Ben. His name is Benjamin. And I'm like, wait, isn't that the same thing? It's like
semantics. It's all semantics, my man. Look, it's all semantics.
And there's two. There's not just one here. There's two organizations.
You said water is wet. It is not wet. It is liquid. It is liquid. Correct the record.
Quiet, goy. Shut up. Shut up. It doesn't exist. It's like beating your face in with a shekel. Like, bah, bah. It's like
the chat's saying you've got to turn up my mic a little bit as well.
Oh, Lee. Okay. Let me turn you up here. I almost said turn you on, but there. Okay, that should have been good here.
Okay, my man. You're never going to turn me on.
I could try. But I want to say this. Like, with the former big group that works with both sides of the political aisle and the latter being on the right, literally in that article right there, look at that. They literally say that the first group, the American Zionist movement, works with both sides of the political aisle, literally saying that the Zionist influences American policy and election on both sides, while telling me that by mentioning Israel, Jewish State of Israel, in his rant about foreign influence, he echoed the anti-Semitic trope of Jewish and Israeli control of U.S. policy. The craziest part about this is not that the left-wing hit article is defending CPAC and defending Israel and attacking me, but that's a really weird position for a very far left. Like,
yep.
By the way, Mediaite was attacking the following that same year. They were attacking CPAC for having the shape of the stage be like, you know, remember that recently they were attacking the shape of the stage as being some sort of a Nazi symbol. So they hate CPAC, but they attacked me. Now, the reason why this was such a big deal is I just go, okay, here's another left wing hit piece. That's weird. Yeah. I'm a Zionist. I'm just hanging out, working at a big Zionist company, hanging out with a bunch of Zionists. But I get called into the call. I got the call for this. Like I'll just say this. I had a meet with the big dogs. And the big dogs got calls from other big dogs about this, on why I'm using their platform to sow disinformation about Zionist influence in conservative politics.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting literally on the casting couch going, But the article says that what I said is true.
Why do they act like such Nazis, Elijah? Why are they so Nazis in their approach where they have to stop anything that is contrary to their messaging? You know, they say they work with both sides of the political aisle and they influence both sides. Well, that means they're bought and paid for. Both sides are bought and paid for by those people. You know, they require and rely on money from those people who do influence them. And why does America need influencing from foreign powers? Isn't America meant to be doing its own thing? Isn't America meant to be writing their own rules?
No. Because obviously we're not going to go into the whole background here. Obviously, you know, America being dragged into World War I, the Balfour Declaration to get Zion. I mean, we know that these people will sacrifice our lives. And you go, what do you mean they would sacrifice our lives? Do you not think it's funny that there's an atheist Jew in charge of Ukraine that is sacrificing Orthodox white Christian men on a battlefield against other Orthodox white Christian men? Why do you think they chose an atheist Jewish man to sacrifice the lives of Christians? Wake up, people. This isn't anti-Semitism. This is just reality. I think that this article is crazy, because this is what made me go down the rabbit hole. When I got treated like a criminal by the left, by my own company, and I got suddenly treated differently afterwards because I said something that was true, but I mixed up the wording. And I got accused of trying to use platforms to create hatred towards a group of people when my quote wasn't even about the group of people. It was about several countries, governments. and their influence in American elections. And I thought the reason why this opened up my eyes, guys, I told you I'd kind of talk about this at some point. The reason why this opened up my eyes, Ben, is because when I was saying this, it wasn't vitriolic. I wasn't like, oh, and like Qatar influences. When I said Qatar influences, I've been offered $10,000 to make of content in favor of Qatar from the Qatari government. So when I'm saying it influences, I'm saying I've been offered money. I've been offered from Ukrainian government as well. And I will be completely honest, I have been offered very good Jewish money directly. Israeli Zionist groups even recently have offered me good money to spread propaganda that is lies. And I won't say anything else other than that because of NDAs, but I have directly been asked to lie on behalf of the state of Israel. So I have, to where I've looked at something and said, this is false, this is not true. If I say this, this is incorrect. And they say, we'll pay you a lot of money. And I have the documentation to prove this. I won't say anything. I'm not going there.
I've signed
NDAs and I don't break those. I'll get sued. But I'm saying this. When I'm saying that, I have been offered money by Israeli-backed groups to say stuff on the internet that I knew was not true, that I didn't end up saying, and I still have to this day. So when I'm just saying, I'm going, I thought we all know this, because I have friends who I could drop the names, but a lot of people I know currently take money from those groups.
Yeah.
And you can see the coordinated attacks and what they're doing. So when I'm saying this, it wasn't like, oh, and Israel and Jews. It wasn't anti-Semitism. It was like, wait, but you guys do take money. Like, you literally do take money. Like, what are you, why is this, why am I being persecuted? And then I realized, like the wheelchair guy talking about the cocaine orgies, this was something we weren't allowed to talk about. Like, you know, when he was like, oh, they're having cocaine orgies. And then like, at some time, it's like old people were like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh, that's it. I thought but there was children
also
involved.
The guy, he bent himself over the table in the Senate. And he was getting railed by another dude. And he's like, this isn't a sackable offense. No, that's just a demonstration of love. Different rules apply to them. And I don't think there's anything wrong or unique in your position where you're using the truth. And if the truth hurts people, that's because it's meant to. The truth is hurtful to people who are doing the wrong thing. And let's never forget that Christ never compromised, Christ never sold out. So you're in keeping very good company there, Elijah, by not being susceptible to the shekel.
Well, this is what I think is funny, is the reason why I'm hammering this in is because to me, the noticing is increasing and they're losing control of the narrative, because the more that you crack down on this stuff, it wakes people up. I was a good Shabbos Goy, as they call it. I was a good slave to the ideology. I never really thought about it. Like I said, you guys, those that believe these things, when you're in it, it's like, imagine if you came to me and you're like people, here's a good example. Like, I'm sponsored by certain companies. And people would be like, you're a grifter. I'm like, dude, this is literally my job and I'm independent and I have companies that sponsor my shows. I don't care if you call, like, it doesn't bother me. It's like, call me a grifter for funding my life.
Were you ever a sellout to the Zog Global?
No, but that's what I'm saying. I've never sold out, meaning I've never taken dirty money. I've lost more money probably than I've gained in terms of from sponsors over the years. But what I'm trying to say is, like,
because you have principles.
Yes, but what I'm saying is in this time, I'm thinking, why is it weird that I'm saying that Zionists control things? Everybody knows that. We're literally Rebel News. I can't talk about the company I came from, but the company I came from, Daily Wire, New York Post, PragerU, Turning Point USA. These are all either founded by Jewish people or founded by Zionists. Breitbart was founded in Israel. Fox News run and operated by Zionists. Even, by the way, I can't say anything, but yes, even to get through to certain people, recently I lost my connection to certain people because the person in between was mad about my take on October 7th. It's how it all works.
Yeah.
I'm saying I didn't think that was weird. I'm going, we know that's how this works. I didn't say it's a bad thing. I'm just saying I don't think that the outside money should be controlling our government. And that was enough to put me on the bad side of the entire media. Might I remind you, it was during this time that one of the people from Daily Wire, who I won't mention, called one of the main people from my old network and tried to get me fired over this. And even weirder, go to my screen here. One of the camera guys on my show, his wife worked for this media. He's married to somebody that worked for the Hit Piece organization.
Right.
So he would go home, tell her things he heard from the set, and I would find things from the studio leaked on the internet. I knew it was coming from her because she would write the articles, and it was like, there was like moles on the inside. It was just crazy, dude. And I'm telling you, every hit piece that's ever been written about me was from somebody internally leaking something because they wanted to make me look bad. Whether it's true or not, it's all been from my friends, old friends, or colleagues that I work directly with. Every hit article is written by these people. That's why they can't name the sources always because they're my old friends.
Unnamed source, yeah.
Yeah, it's always unnamed sources because they are the ones who call. Do you know who does the dirty work of these people? It's the people that claim to be your truth warriors. So why am I so adamant to speak out and defend Candace, even though we don't see eye to eye? Because these fuckers out there, I've seen their dirty tricks. That was the whole explanation of this. I know what they do, and I've seen it, and I've experienced it, and I'm watching it happen again, and everyone's like, man, I can't wait for my Lady Baller 7 to come out. And it's like,
why do they operate like a mafia?
Exactly.
If they're not a mafia? Why do they do the exact same thing that a mafia would do if they are not a mafia? Why, Elijah? Why? I have why questions quite often, my man. And I don't think there's anything wrong with asking why. It's up to the people we're asking why of to answer. So we don't come to the wrong idea. But if they're unwilling to clarify and give clarity, we'll continue to ask the questions why, and more people will continue to notice.
Right. And before we got to talk about this. So we're going to jump into more of that tweet and talk about Candace. Before we get into that, don't go anywhere, because this is a fire episode. I am fired up. Okay. I am fired up. And guys, I want to remind you, we got permanently demonetized on X. I think we're one of the few journalists, and maybe the first, that got permanently demonetized for doing journalism. I swear we have a target on our back. We always have. And it's made possible, the show, by our sponsors and by you guys directly supporting it, Censored and on Locals. But I'm going to give a shout out to Undertak Boxers, who have stuck with us. Just to tell you how cool this company is, before I even tell you about their products, when I left my old company, they knew what was going on and said, hey, we want to help fund your show. We want to stick with you. We believe in your show. This guy, I'm not going to get into his personal life. He's gone through really tough stuff recently. There's been months where sales weren't as good, and he carried through and he sponsored the show. So make sure if you're going to get boxers, you get it from a company that cares for you. Reminding you that Tommy John dropped our show. I used to rep Tommy John. These are more comfortable than Tommy John. They last longer, and they're from a better company. Tommy John dropped us because of what we were talking about. This company picked us up because of what we were talking about.
Tommy John's like a gay name.
Yeah, Tommy John. How about this?
Check this out.
They're made with Modal. So it doesn't matter about how good the company is, but they're made with Modal, which is absolutely the most like breathable cotton on steroids. They have an elastic waistband that doesn't lose its elasticity. And my honest favorite part about these is they wick away moisture so they don't get wet, which is important in humid environments, and they don't ride up. I free ball it sometimes in shorts, but if I'm not free balling it, I'm wearing these because with jeans, I don't like to free ball in jeans, Superman, as they call it. So I wear these and I don't like it because they, boxers bunch up. They ride up on your legs. These don't ride up.
The denim is too coarse to free ball.
Correct. So get these 20% off right now. Also check out the fact they have amazing t-shirts. Ben, you have a t-shirt too. I gave you one.
I do. I love it, man. It feels good. It's snug. It does all the right things and it makes me feel better about myself.
All right, let's keep it up. Get it right now at undertak.com, UNDERTAC.com, promo code OFFENSIVE20. That's undertak.com, promo code OFFENSIVE, OFFENSIVE20 for 20% off. All right, so let's talk about this, Ben, because let's go back to this tweet here. It says here, I said, I'm telling you, that's why I say the culture war is a distraction to the class war perpetrated by Zionists. Destroying our nation and the entire West. You can talk about trans stuff because ultimately it's not a threat to their regime. Mm-hmm. Remember Bean Shapiro, and let's just say Ben. Sorry, I wrote this at 4:30 a.m. today, I think, approximately our time. Remember Bean Shapiro. I just start calling him Bean Shapiro.
I know, it's funny. It's like a new reference for him. He's a like little beaner or something, isn't he?
Beaner is a epithet for Hispanics. It's a racial phrase.
Yeah, in stature, he's a little guy.
No, but that's an actual phrase. It's considered like the N-word for brown people.
Oh, well, I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I know you didn't. I'm just saying so because they don't have the same words out here. But I said, remember Bean Shapiro personally chastised me on Twitter and told everyone to get vaccinated and ignore my warning. This entire company is sick and misguided at the core of its leadership. However, some of their hosts are still really cool, and I like them a lot for almost every other issue. Poke the wrong beehive and you lose it all. Thankfully, they didn't slander Candace on the way out. Most companies treat their employees with more contempt and vitriol upon exit, so props for keeping the exit clean. Just know who's in power, and don't let the leadership of Daily Wire pretend that they are patriots that care about America ultimately, because they are actually loyal to, above all else, traitorous. But they'll be fine, because idiots will support them and continue crying about pronouns rather than rooting out the real issues in America. I don't feel sorry for them. Daily Wire will be happy to take your money as they fight the culture war and do nothing to help you pay your mortgage or feed your kids, because trans issues are important. Anyway, I'm leaving out 99% of what I know and could say here. This post isn't meant to be hostile to hosts, some of which are people I respect and admire. I just try to repeat that multiple times because this is not an attack on them. I like them.
There's no hate. There's no hate here.
No hate in this house.
It's observations.
Our tunnels
only.
Are kosher. It's just meant to be a reality check, as I know more than anyone how much control these companies have and how much executives care about money and Israel than they do about issues that actually might preserve the West. All that I was saying in this is, in conclusion, is like, dude, even my old company and everything, they were wrong on Ukraine. They were wrong on lockdowns. Mm. They were wrong on vaccines. They were wrong on masks. They've been wrong on October 7th. They've been wrong on the 2020 election not being rigged. They've been wrong. They've been wrong. They've been wrong. But they don't say mean words. And so I'm just saying, it's like, dude, when I say it's destructive at its core leadership, I've told you there's things that I know. Backdoor deals were made during COVID. I told you my old company and this company, they agreed to not talk about certain things to keep their monetization and stay on the internet if you've been watching for years. There are things that I know, and I tell people, I'm like, these people are just taking your money. The leadership, not all the hosts. The hosts are just getting paid. They're smart. But there is a difference. Like, someone's like, well, some of the hosts have tweeted things out. I go, there's a difference between a tweet versus weaponizing your platform to touch on issues. None of the hosts have weaponized their platforms to really explain and double down on the way that anti-Semitism and the Holocaust and these issues are used as control mechanisms to silence white Christians particularly, but all people, no matter, even if you're black, anybody.
Don't you remember people died somewhere at some stage back a long time ago, long before we were even born?
Yeah.
Don't you remember that, Elijah?
But they weaponize it. That's all Candace was saying, is that they weaponize this to silence their critics and to keep control. And it's not all people, but it is a group of people, not all, but some, that use this. And
well, Ilhan Omar,
there you go,
was on the record. And what did she say? Oh, some people died. And that was a lot more recent. And she didn't get a lot of blowback from those comments. She did from a certain segment of the community, but not on the whole, not in a similar way to there is when these types of things happen. You're a bad guy because you're saying things which people don't like. But lots of people love the things you're saying. So are they really hurtful? Are they really harmful? Or are they helpful? I think on balance, if we are going to be fair, on balance, they are helpful. Helpful observations is what you participate in, Elijah. If anyone disagrees, by all means.
Well,
mention it in the chat.
All I want to say is I want to bring up a video here that Candace Owens, a few things from her. So there is a video of Candace where she is directly talking about base. Oh, man, some of these videos are so bad.
You had Chopper Reed there as well. That's a funny one, bro.
Yeah.
Different topic. Yeah.
So remember this.
Yeah, let's roll with it.
So let me watch this. So this is what Candace has been doing this last week. Okay, she had this guy on, this rabbi on, and our Nubuian queen, I'm becoming a huge Candace stan because I no longer hate women. So Candace restored my, I'm just kidding, I never did, but she's restored my faith in
she'd
in
be an
females.
Awesome character in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, and I don't trust her, but I'm just saying, look, watch this. So this is what she was doing at Daily Wire, and try to tell me why you think she got let go.
I didn't. I said it is. It's sad when an innocent.
It's not condemnation, and it's not.
I'll just ask you a question.
Sorry,
is it sad?
It's
is it sad?
Sure. Sit there and do that.
I don't want to cut each other off, okay? Because clearly, what we are having here is just a disagreement. There's no reason to get angry. Do you think? Think it is sad when an innocent Palestinian child dies?
Candace, I cry every day. And it's not just for Israel. And this is one of the things you clearly do not understand. The same way most don't. who are anti-Semites, you don't get it. I cry for what's going on in Israel. I cry just as much for what we are forced to do. Golda Meir had a great quote. She said that one day we may be able to forgive them for killing Israeli children. We will never be able to forgive them for making us kill their children.
So what about my statement of saying that I also cry for Palestinian children is wrong to you if you also admit it is sad when Palestinian children die?
It's painful, but it is not in any way, shape, or form morally equivalent to October 7th. That is the anti-Semitic bigotry.
But I didn't say that. I just...
Dude, can we just watch this clip? I'm back to the clown pill today, guys.
He cries for Israel, but he did not mention that he cries for Gaza.
But he's mad. Like, dude, it's like, oh man, you make us. I'm mad because you made me kill your kids is the craziest thing I've heard in so long. He could have just said.
That's the defense of any homicidal maniac.
He could just said, yeah, you know, yeah, it is sad when an innocent life dies. Mm. Because you know why? They hate the Palestinians, which is fine. I just don't know why they don't just own it. Like, why don't they just say, we hate the Palestinians and we don't believe any Palestinian is innocent? Let's get back to the original language that Breitbart was using on October 7th, saying that we should turn it into a parking lot. Mm. I was respecting these people back then. When they were just like, yeah, we hate these people. Remember when it was okay to call for genocide for like 3 days on the internet? Yes. And everyone was calling to wipe Palestine off the map and no one got in trouble?
Dang.
That was really crazy. They were literally calling to murder millions of people. And everyone was like, yeah, that's normal. And then only a couple people apologized like, hey, I know that's kind of extreme to call for the murder of millions of people.
You're allowed to say anything if the people have been dehumanized.
And yeah,
they are not shifting from the narrative that these people have to be dehumanized. Yes, there's innocent children that have been blown up by the thousands, but that's only because their parents have been dehumanized, and their parents haven't necessarily done anything wrong. Their parents just have not handed over people who they determine are Hamas.
Yeah, and so therefore,
they deserve to suffer in the punishment from them. And will I shed tears for those people? No, I can't. I can't do that. My people are more important. Our children don't deserve to die. Your children do deserve to die because people in your side, they committed acts which may have affected our children.
Dude, okay, but can I just say this?
It's guilty by association.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But he's like, you know, I'm never going to forgive you for making me kill your children. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry for having sex with your wife. I'm never going to forgive you for marrying such a hot woman and making me bone her.
If you had kept her in shackles for
24/7. How dare you? I'm never going to forgive you for putting your wife.
You allowed me into her space, man. You shouldn't have allowed her to come to work. You shouldn't have given her the keys to drive a car. You shouldn't have gone to work that day because you left your bedroom vacant and she was at home alone. So, of course, I had to come on in and destroy your wife.
It's insane. Mm. Okay, so look, I have something from Candace. Candace went on The Breakfast Club, which is a large show for blacks. And I just want to remind you, though, shortly before she got fired on her last show, this is what she was saying. I don't know why it's so small. I'm sorry for the resolution.
I first saw her new like logo there, so I was like, is that Pac-Man? So I looked at it a couple of times. I was like, oh, no, that's CO. That's a CO.
Oh, I thought it was like a Hindu thing.
That's a CO. No, she's listen not to this, Hindu, though. Elijah. She's ghetto. Get it
here,
right.
Here's what she said. And I want to remind you, nothing she says here is more offensive to anyone than when Ben Shapiro said he doesn't care about the browning of America. Remember that. Mm. Ben Shapiro said he doesn't care about replacement migration. And
unless
then he goes,
they live on his street and become his neighbors and all of his staff.
In Boca Raton. I bet you in his mansion in Boca Raton, he really wants, you know, Cubans living there. I'm sure in his Jewish neighborhood, he wants them here.
He wants non-kosher burritos.
Yeah. Check this out. Here's what she said. This is like her last episode, I think. Here's what she said.
Guys, I'm going to be honest with you because everybody's noticing it. Every single political commentator in America, every single one of them knows this, that if you do not step out and say things that are radically pro-Israel, or if you are too quiet on certain narratives and they want you to be radically pro-Israel, you can lose everything. Mm. That's the truth. Mm. That is a fact. I'm not feeling like I need to hide from that anymore because, or be afraid to say it, rather, is a better way to say it, because I've endured this for years. I'm just at the end of my rope. I have given so much rope here, and I am just done with it.
The day of the rope.
Guys.
She's
referencing
done.
The day of the rope, Elijah.
Does she, you know what?
She doesn't want to hang herself.
No.
She's saying, hey, listen, I'm not willing to play within these arbitrary rules any longer and these arbitrary lines because it's constricting her freedom of thought. Now, she's allowed to observe what she likes. And as a black woman, I thought she's meant to be afforded the opportunity to speak her mind at all times. How dare anyone try to silence a black woman?
By the way, you know, on YouTube today, I even got a notification for it. They sent out our notification for our live stream. And we have like almost like 1,200 people watching on YouTube, which is rare because YouTube screwed up. And that's really good. I guess because this is like a non-controversial topic, really, but it is.
Mainstream.
But it's really great because we can really talk about what we want because it's just titled Candace Owens Got Fired. And then we're just like going in hard on this issue. So that was the last thing that she said, right? But the reason why I think people are ultimately mad at her is because she is off the plantation. And I wanna explain something really important. We will talk later in the show, by the way, about the terrorist attack in Moscow. We're gonna talk about some other issues. We will be there. But first of all, shout out to me for losing weight. Put this up on the screen. I look like a homo and look so bad there. But here's me and Candace, okay? Dude. I wished more people told me that I was a fat loser during this time because I didn't know how fat I was, but I was just drinking too much and eating too much. That's why if you watched the last episode, I told you guys, lose weight because it's you can't necessarily change being ugly, but you don't have to be fat and ugly. Just be ugly, right? And that's the way. So now I just went from fat and ugly to ugly, but at least that's not where it is. But I'm a Candace stan, okay? Here's me and Candace, whatever. But if you go down here, she was on The Breakfast Club. By the way, shout out to Turning Point USA, who said walking into the weekend like and put up that they support Candace. Turning Point supports Candace. That's crazy. I didn't think that. Shout out to Malcolm Flex. Let me go down here. I know how. Charlie, look at this one.
Charlie is a lot of things, but he's able to read the room.
Look at
his
this one.
Autism allows him. This powerful group will ruin your life for saying they are a powerful group. Oy vey.
Candace.
Oy vey.
What is? No, let me go down here. By the way, I called out this person down here. This is crazy. Where is this video? Oh, there's so many. Okay, yeah. Let me see. Oh, come on. Where is the Breakfast Club video? Is it? Oh yeah. Here we go. Candace was talking about how basically black people are slaves, and that she's basically saying that Jewish people hate black people and control them. Which, by the way, as we talked about, Ari Shaffir admitted that they literally even like control everything. Like, to put into example, check this out. This is a real clip from CNN before I even play Candace's clip of this rapper, Gorilla, was invited to the White House.
She calls herself Gorilla.
Yeah, was invited to the White House, and she's on CNN with this one. Not to mention the fact, which one's the Gorilla? That's crazy. She calls herself Gorilla. That is setting yourself up for extremely racist rhetoric, which we condemn. We condemn racism. Condemn homophobia, and we condemn all of these things unless you're drinking with the boys. I'm just kidding. No. But listen to this. Look at this. This is a real interview. Check this out.
How popular you are, how talented of an artist you are, how many accolades and nominations and everything you've got going on, at least with what you have planned for the summer coming ahead with a concert and a tour, the idea of them inviting you there in particular. Did they talk to you about what they wanted politically? Did they want your endorsement? They want you to help people get out the vote?
Hey, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, talk politics, but I love the president. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. And at the end of the day,
everybody. They got me.
Hey, we was in the White House and shit. Dude, hey, like,
what the hell is CNN doing, like, bringing on people who speak Ebonics? Subtitles were required for that. And why is she trying to be Eazy-E on CNN?
Wait. Why did CNN invite her on? My brother in Christ. She was on She was invited to the White House.
I get it.
She was with Kamala Harris. And by the way, still makes more sense than Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And put it up on the screen here. She's stoned. She's baked out of her living mind.
She'd be all about it, Elijah.
She's like, I don't really know. I don't know what's up.
There was a lot of sass going on right there, man. There was a lot of sass right there.
Wait, let's rewatch this. Yeah, damn straight. It's too good not to watch again. Here we go.
How popular you are. How talented of an artist you are, how many accolades and nominations and everything you've got going on, at least what you have planned for the summer coming ahead with a concert and a tour, the idea of them inviting you there in particular, did they talk to you about what they wanted politically? Did they want your endorsement? Did they want you to help people get out the vote?
Hey, you know, that ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden. But, you know, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, talk politics, but I love the president. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. And at the end of the day got to end.
Everybody in the house.
Not only did she not say anything, that was, like, so good. That was, like, a... when you got to just fill time, like she did not hear the question.
I'm surprised she didn't start popping like this as well, because she was a bit like this. Yeah, I got invited to the White House, but crazy stuff, man. Like, Joe Biden would have no idea who the hell that woman is. He'd be like, oh, the help is here, Jill. The help is here. And she'll be like, no, that's our invited guest. We're using her so we can appear that we understand what the hell's going on. She's meant to give us some street cred. And it's like, well, wait a second. The President of the United States isn't inviting the ghetto into the White House.
Dude, well, I want to tell you what Candace had to say about this kind of stuff, about Hollywood. And I think that, look, I don't mean that black people have more right to be mad at Zionists than white people, but like that's why like the black community, I stopped beefing with them recently, other than the fact that they committed crimes against me and my family, which involved law enforcement, but that's a whole nother thing. But I also like, it's kind of like you don't get mad at a dog for barking, right?
Yeah.
Like the black community has been so destroyed by these individuals that I understand, because now they're destroying white communities too with replacement migration. So and it's serious, by the way. And if you thought woke is dying in America, just remember there was a 30-minute segment on the news the other day about toxic masculinity here in Australia and how the public's so concerned with all boys schools and all boys spaces. And I went,
Shutting them down. They're shutting down a private all boys school, which is, you know, been multi-generational. It's been around for more than 100 years, and the parents are mighty upset. And they say, no, it's cool. We're going to bring girls into this school. You best believe though, man, it's so they can now be more inclusive.
Look and have who's behind it.
Trans people come into the all boys school. And so you can have trans people come into that school.
Well, I looked at who owns the station and I looked at a bunch of stuff, and let's just say I wasn't surprised. EST, as they say, but also the best part about it was that like there was even a vote in Australia here. By the way, the government took the time to poll the public on whether or not they wanted to cap migration here.
Uh-huh.
And over 60% of the country, meaning two-thirds, overwhelmingly polled that they want to shut it down.
That's
entirely.
The majority in a democracy.
Yes. And guess what? So it got put to a vote whether they would create a referendum. Their system's different here. And they voted it down. And so they said that immigration's too complex of an issue for democracy, that people can't vote on it because they don't understand it. They don't understand it. Democracy doesn't matter. And I looked at who lobbied the groups. Oh my gosh, it's their version of our version of APAC here in Australia. It's in every country. I go every single time. Why do these Zionists want Australia to not be a white country? Why do they want Australia to, and it's not like, by the way, it's like being flooded. Do you tell you how bad immigration here is in this country? You think America's bad? In 2023, between 2022 and 2023, immigration from Asian countries, talking about India particularly, and China, increased 60%. We're not talking about a 4% increase. In 1 year, they increased at 60%. And by this year, it'll be 83% increase year over year. They're literally increasing immigration, like doubling it every year, to the point to where by 2055, this country will be a minority white country like every other country. And I look, who's lobbying the politicians? The people who fired Candace Owens. Why do they hate us? And so Candace Owens explains, look, these people hate us. And so I back her. You have to listen to her clip. It's so important that you listen to this clip. But before we get into that, I just want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor here, The Wellness Company, which also has backed us very exclusively and has supported us. Guys, I've talked to you about these emergency kits, and you've got to listen to me here. You already have a first aid kit in your home. You have Band-Aids. You keep isopropyl alcohol. That's all really good. Do they offer that? Yeah, down here. You can get their first aid emergency kit, which you should pick one up, because don't go to Costco. Support this show directly by getting an emergency kit. But I'm talking about this kit here, which is being prepared for your next crisis. It has antibiotics, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, ivermectin, all of the medication that you need to fight basic viral and bacterial infections. Now, the reason why this is important is because you don't know what they're going to release into the public. Plus, on top of that, even if you get a natural infection, there's been antibiotic shortages recently, so they may not give them to you for that reason. Secondly, you might spend $500 to go to an emergency room because that's how it costs in the US, or you wait weeks to get an appointment and you never know what could happen in the meantime. My friend just told me he was trying to get antibiotics for his son and they wouldn't give them to him and it nearly cost him his life. Don't wait until it's too late. Pick up one of these emergency kits so you're prepared. Have antibiotics on hand so you can fight infections. You never know what's going to happen. TWC.health/offensive. That's TWC.health/offensive. Use my promo code there for 10% off in the description. Please check it out. And this is for your own health and safety. Get a kit today. I'm going to play this video. It's about 4 minutes long. And it's Candace Owens on a black show called The Breakfast Club. And this is just the other day, right before she got fired. Here's what the kind of stuff she was saying. Can't have this.
Trillions of dollars. You're signing these omnibus bills. If you read into it, where that money is going, it's insane. It's literally going, you know, to museums, boards of museums. They're quite literally money laundering is what's happening when they sign these bills. But they keep it so that the information level is so low for Americans that it's like, oh, COVID's so bad. Like, we're going to give you a check that's like, you know, $300. This basically describes welfareism, right? Like, despite the fact that there's been trillions of dollars since the establishment of welfare, Black Americans are poorer today than we were before it. People don't know this, but during the time of Jim Crow, before welfare was established in the 1950s, Black Americans were actually outpacing white Americans in this country in terms of economic growth. And the reason for that was because our families were together. Like, we had good values. The government only wants to give you the bare minimum, but where's the rest of the money? Mm-hmm. Where is it going? They sign these bills making you think that this money is going to you. It's not. They are stealing from the American people. And it's, you look at your congressman, whoever it is that you guys sent down, you know, sent down to D.C. and you realize that they're all just puppets. I feel like we're watching a performance, you know, and who can say the most outrageous thing? You know, the Republicans don't want to sign this because they want, you know, slavery and they want you back in chains. You know, the Democrats don't want to sign this because they want grandma to die. Whatever it is, you're watching just it to me, it's a play.
That's why I don't think that's why I think if you're Black, you shouldn't be beholden to any political party. Democrat or Republican.
Right. I mean, I think that any concept of saying that I am a Republican forever, a Democrat forever is a nonsense. You know, you should always look at the candidates that are running, and any person that is running saying that they want to grow government is your enemy.
Why do you think people give you a lot of backlash for questioning people and having questions? I see all the time with Charlemagne, if we question something that Kamala Harris did, or question something that Joe Biden did, or question somebody that's Democrat did. Why do you think how will people have so much backlash when you ask so many questions?
Well, because I think that they don't realize that they've been manipulated against their own interests. And a lot of it is, you know, when you start telling the truth, you become a problem to the.
All right. I don't know why that's. Let me refresh this real quickly here and see what happened on that. All right. I guess we're just going to have to stop that because it got messed up. But here's the deal. So she's explained that they're on the plantation still, and she's trying to wake Black people up. And I think that this is where the issue comes. And I'm not going to sound cucked here on race. I'm going to be completely honest. I actually agree with her statement where she's like saying they pit us against each other. And here's what I mean. I don't buy into the, like, we can all just get along mentality. I don't think so. I think we naturally separate as human beings. I don't think that we work well together. I don't actually hold racist views because, well, some of you do. I don't, because I believe in the tents. Like, I believe that there's always a portion of, like, every ethnicity that would, like, more get along with another. Like, there's, like, a 10% of white people that get along, they act Black. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just saying. There's a portion of 10% of Black people that act white. There's Hispanics that act Black. It's Hispanics that hate Black people. Like, races aren't singular. They're not a monolith. They're not completely the same thinking. And so when she's saying, like, Candace and I share a lot in common. I was actually really happy to see, I looked at her Twitter just now to see what she, if she, someone said, oh, she's liking your posts about her. So that's good. She's liking our posts about her. That's good. We're big Candace stands here. and so that's nice. And I'm glad she saw that. Because I want her to know that we support her in this decision, because ultimately that's where it does go beyond race. I'm not saying that black people and white people are going to completely get along and are able to just live together and it's all going to work out great. What I'm trying to say is that black people need to know, like Malcolm X or Candace Owens or people, some black people have woken up and realized black people are mad at the wrong race. They're mad at white people, not realizing who owned the slave ships, not realizing who runs the media, not realizing who's keeping them in charge. And so she's on the Breakfast Club explaining this. There is a small group of people that is controlling you, and it's not white people, and they get us pitted, and there's a group of people. Yeah, sure. Are black people keeping, you know, crime in our cities and stuff like that? Sure. But on the flip side, who's destabilizing Europe, the West? Who's destabilizing this? Who's running these NGOs, these groups down in the border, facilitating the invasion of our country? It's the same people who run the rap industry, etc. And they don't want us to be talking about that. And it's not anti-Semitism. It is no hate here. There is no hate at all. If you are Jewish, you should be calling these people out too. Look, I have no problem as a white person directly making a distinction between myself and these white women who are turning their sons gay and trans, okay? I can look at them and say that is almost exclusively a white mother issue. It's a parenting issue in the white community. But where does that come from? That's the big issue. So I don't support them, but where's my fight? It's the same people everywhere doing the same things. Who invented the trans issue? This is Weimar level stuff. So it's not about being hateful. It's about loving your people. So people always say this, Elijah, so do you hate people? No, I love people. I love my country. I love my people. I love my son. And so I'm honest. And Ben, this pisses me off. And you have to know this. I was talking to my wife today, Kez, some people were very happy with what I posted about Daily Wire. And some people were really mad. Okay. Some people that I love were really mad or not. I'm misrepresenting them. They vehemently disagreed with my perspective on the Daily Wire and this issue. And I respect them. They're very close people to my heart. That's all I'll say. And I haven't had a chance to respond to them, but I told my wife, I go, I don't understand why I'm considered controversial. Like why I'm even at all considered controversial, because I'm not controversial. I don't get on here and just get vitriolic about Jews and blacks and this. All I do is show videos of things that actually happened, discuss statistics of what's really going on, notice patterns that can be proven through evidence, that we don't just say it, we prove it through evidence. And I just believe and think the way that people have thought for all of history, even recent history. Like the only, you know who's extreme? The people today. And I go, I don't like this. I go, I don't like when people come to me and I get calls like, oh my gosh, your views on immigration are extreme. Literally, no. My views on immigration are similar to like Obama's in 2008. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like my views were considered Democrat norms 20 years ago. I'm just not changing my views. I'm keeping my views. And well, why do you talk about this issue? Well, because when I realize something is true, I'm not going to stop talking about it just because you want to use mean words to describe me, okay? Sincerely, fuck you for trying to stop me from speaking the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what I get frustrated today because, like, you know, when Matt Kim came on, or people who he said he'll come back on, by the way, you know, people, when I DM people to come on the show, they always tell me, like, oh, yo, I'll come. Like, they say it like it's like a, like they're doing something naughty. Like, I'll come on your show. I know people. What people say about you. I'm like, what do they say about me? What is it that I'm saying? What are we saying? I'm just speaking the truth. And I'm no different than libs of TikTok. No different than any of these people, except for the fact that I don't do a singular issue. I cover all the issues, which is why our views go up and down, because I don't build an audience on one singular issue because it's boring. I want to hit it all. But I'm saying, I don't know if anyone watching this is hearing me and feels pissed off. It's like, it is not, why is it racist to just bring out crime statistics? It's actually nice because, you know, they skew crime statistics to make it seem like blacks commit less crime than they actually do. Why is that racist? How is it racist to present facts? It drives me nuts.
Well, it's because some of those facts that you do show to your audience can be extremely persuasive. And the reason why they can be extremely persuasive is because they can confirm stereotypes and they can confirm the thoughts that people have held for quite a long time. E, you're doing the right thing, my man. You're doing the right thing. And if people want to get upset about that, well, that's on them. That's not on you. Your views have evolved and now they've evolved to the summit. There's nowhere else to go, my man. You've formulated your worldview based on your observations, and your observations confirm things for you. And they're unimpeachable. They're unimpeachable. People want to keep their heads buried in the sand. You know, some people say, more money, more problems. I'm starting to recognize that little hats bring big problems. But I'm not meant to say that. I'm not meant to say that.
Well, dude, let me just say this here. Okay, I'm going to go to the screen. Here's what the ADL said. By the way, I said we're going to get to Russia because it is connected. The terror stack is connected to all this. It is not a coincidence that the ADL comes out and writes a hit piece and says that white supremacist and Holocaust denier Nick Fuentes is praising Candace Owens' vitriolic anti-Semitism. It's hardly surprising, but it does set off alarm bells. When bigoted people come together to push an anti-Semitic agenda, it adds fuel to the fire of hate. And of course, it got fact-checked here. Said Owens never says anything anti-Semitic. Rather, she explains a Christian perspective of the behavior of specific individuals. Whether this made Nick Fuentes happy or not is irrelevant to her claims. First of all, calling someone a white supremacist and Holocaust denier is just ineffective because, like, I probably all Muslims, probably like a half to a third of the world, including like other than Protestant Christians in America, don't always agree on this topic. I'll just leave it there. And this, dude, white culture is so cool. Everyone wants to literally live in our countries.
Yeah.
Like everybody wants to be here. And they're like, you guys aren't better than us, but your countries are. Well, who built the countries? Mm. Oh, well, it's not because the people are great. It's like, okay. Well, anyway, I digress in just saying, like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, a white supremacist, like, who cares? Okay, but anyway, you go down here and you read, that's where you got to start, like, not denying these things, just being like, I don't care. Like, it's like, oh, you're a homophobe. Okay. Anyway, so you want to stop being such a fucking bitch? How about that? Mm. Anyway, I got to watch my mouth. I got to keep cursing. Sorry, God. Mm. I'm working on it, but I'm passionate. Everybody knows that you think Nick Fuentes is the worst person in the world until you watch him and you realize he's not saying anything untrue. Mm. And that's what I want to bring up here about Candace. There's been a lot of things thrown around. There's a lot of connections. And this is how I saw through the bullshit. It's like, well, Candace is somebody that's hateful, likes Candace, even if you knew nothing about this. But did anyone say that Candace lied? But did I lie? Did I lie? Did Candace say anything untrue about Shmuley, the dildo rabbi? Did she lie? And that's when I started questioning, why is it, and we talk about this, but I'm going to repeat this for the new people who are new to the show, are new to the red pill movement, the real red pill, not the guy sex red pill, this red pill, the intellectual red pill. Why is it that there are campaigns to make us think people are bad people, but not campaigns to disprove what they're saying?
Yeah.
So it's like he's a Holocaust denier. So he's bad because Holocaust sad, denying it bad, sad and bad, bad and sad person. But what claims did he make that denied it? And how did you disprove him? Because if he's saying something wrong, that's different than just something you don't like.
Yeah.
And that's what I noticed.
They can correct the record. Correct the record.
Correct the record. I would like to correct it. Is a lot of the vitriol is like based upon making you think they're bad. Well, somebody said that they did this. Somebody said that they said this. They said this. And it's never like, by the way, Nick Fuentes went into a funeral of a dead Jewish person and spit on their face. Here's the video. And said, you know, that he hates all Jewish people. This is a disgusting, reprehensible individual. Okay, fine. Then, yeah, that's a bad guy. That's terrible. He needs to then come give an account on why he did that. Explain
it. He never
it.
Committed a mass shooting in a synagogue.
No, but he's never done anything. I've looked this up. All I'm trying to say is they're doing to her too. Like it's gotten so bad that they're saying somebody likes you.
Yeah.
So you're a bad person
that's
too.
It's a wrap up smear. Nancy Pelosi spoke about it several years ago. They said, crazy. What we do is we do this thing. That's a political practice they utilize because they know it's effective. It's the wrap up smear. So they accuse somebody of something. They then send that out to the media. The media then reports it. The media then questions politicians or spokespeople about that false narrative. The politicians try to confirm that or try to distance themselves from it. But regardless, the smear stands. And they use it to assassinate people's character. They find it extremely effective. But at the end of the day, it's just lies, Elijah. It's lies, it's lies, it's lies. They merchandise it. And then if anyone dares to step outside and say, I'm thinking about something that this particular individual said, or do you agree with what they've just advanced? And they say, you can't do that because they did X, Y, and Z. It's horrible. They know what they're doing. It's deceptive. But they think it advances their agenda, so they're quite happy to play by those nefarious tactics. Because short of playing by those nefarious tactics, they could lose control. And they'll do anything to prevent themselves losing control.
By the way, someone said dildo rabbi. Yeah. She's been fighting a rabbi who runs a dildo company with his daughter. I'm not joking. This is really Rabbi Shmuley. I can't talk about this anymore on YouTube. We're going to need to go ahead and cut this on YouTube. And we'll just continue talking on Rumble. On Censored. Guys, check this out. Put me full screen. If you want to support this show, because we're willing to talk about stuff like this, I even tell you guys, we exist for days like this. You wonder how we keep going, how we can be here to discuss this and be ready to go. It's because there's a lot of times where many of you don't watch this. Remember, the show's every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. We have another show Thursday nights only on censored.tv. You can directly support the show by going to Locals. You can join the private chat, but the best way is to buy a Censored membership. You get 20% off with my promo code OFFENSIVE. You get this show, you get access to Gavin McGinnis. Wonder where he went? He's there. There's a lot of people who have been censored who are there, and it directly funds this live stream. So check it out. Get a subscription. It's really great, and you can go there. Plus, you can support my sponsors. Those are easy ways to support the show. If you go to my screen here, Brian, check this out. Go to rumble.com/slightlyoffensive. This is an uncensored chat. Head there from YouTube. I'm going to throw the link in the chat here. To those of you guys watching on YouTube, it's just going to get a little bit too spicy here going forward probably. So we'll continue on. We're going to go for a two-minute break with some music. Everyone take a breather. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to get into this stuff. We are going to go deep into this, you know, Israel's connection to the Moscow attack, the connection to ISIS. We're going to be talking about things that I just don't think are okay to talk about on YouTube anymore. So if you're watching on X, you're watching on YouTube, wherever you are, make sure you head over to rumble.com/slightlyoffensive, download the app, or you can watch live on Censored TV. Remember, you can also super chat on Rumble and Locals. So that's really cool to get your questions and topics read at the end. Anyway, I'll see you over on Rumble in just a couple minutes. Let's keep going on the show. I got a lot to say. We got a lot to cover, and I am fired up. All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Nightly Offensive. We are going hot. We are here, and we are discussing this, and we are talking about the reality of what's going on with Candace Owens being drop-kicked for talking about that of which shall not be named. And we're going to go into this. So go to my screen. We're talking about the ADL directly. If you're watching on Rumble, welcome to the show. If you're coming from YouTube, make sure that you tune in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So the ADL comes. This is what I was going to say, is this makes me speculate how profitable companies are and how much, like tech companies, their investors play a role, because I don't think people understand, and I could not say more than this, and I wouldn't, because I would never betray trade secrets of companies. But I will say that quite a few of these companies are actually more of nonprofits than they are for profits, though they're registered for profit, which is why I respect the hell out of PragerU and Turning Point for at least being a 501c, or even their action committee's 501c4, because they at least are like, hey, we literally just take money from people to push an agenda. But a lot of these companies are just here to push an agenda, and they, even when they're not profitable, they have backers and billionaires behind them. Daily Wire is one of those companies that has billionaire backers behind them, and it's been proven that's true, and that they're kind of open about that from what I've seen in the past. And I can tell you that these people are very keen on making sure that there is a certain agenda that is consistent on the network. And as much as they lie and say, like, oh, well, we don't really care, we don't really care, we don't really care, they don't care until they have to care, which is when it can actually hurt their end goal. Why do they have things? Remember, these people have backdoor deals with tech companies, with the media, and it's serious. So, you know, when ADL and these groups come, even Elon Musk is not immune to this. Elon Musk had to go put on a little hat and go tour Auschwitz. And now 30% of the accounts that he interacts with are Zionists. Take this off the screen. Owen Schroyer, Big shout out to Owen Schroyer. Excellent follow, by the way. He's a extremely talented show host and also a protege of somebody that I can say has a very bright future ahead of him. Brought up something super crazy today that blew my mind. Go to my screen here. Ben Shapiro tweets out, you know, as normal, all right, I'll land on an open border and everyone move on, forget about this, just keep thinking about buy my sheets and do my thing. Okay. You know what I mean? They say, right? Spin my dreidel in the sheets and kill Palestinians on the streets. And so that's what I'm saying. Okay. So he says that there. Now, Owen Schroyer pointed out there's a recent post from Ben Shapiro, and I shout out to him calling Ben Shapiro bullshit, BS. Of all the replies, the only non-negative response is from Elon Musk. Funny how that works. So you go to Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro gets ratioed like almost every day to an extent. Click here to watch. Everybody's just ripping into him, but Elon Musk is cray times. And that is interesting that on Ben Shapiro, his first post back after they fired Candace, Elon Musk comments on it, agrees with it, doesn't comment on the issue, and everyone else is negative, and it's like, hey, but we support these people. I'm telling you, something is fishy with this company and these people. Mm. Something's fishy.
They're beholden to something greater than themselves.
Yeah, there's something deeper going on here, and I'm not even being like conspiratorial. That's just, these things are not by accident, and it's just really fishy, because that's why I tell you, you know, gay people, you know, black people, other minorities who get caught up into thinking that like these people care about you. No, they care about themselves. And they can whip a billionaire into shape. You are not immune. Okay? You're just not immune. Mm. They crashed his company. They half the value of a $42 billion company in like a matter of 48 hours. So they literally made him lose like $1 billion an hour for like an entire day. That's crazy. They took away $1 billion from Yi, right? I mean, these people don't take away your shekels. They take away your billions. You're not your racks, your truckloads. I mean, they demonetized me on X recently. They demonetized me everywhere. They can't even get me because I don't violate terms of service. I asked Twitter, what? I don't understand. What is it that I violated and how did I get? I didn't have any strikes and I have no strikes on my profile. And it's like, sorry. They basically said, fuck you, and then signed off. I'm not lying. That's what I'm going to go public with this, share my communications with them.
Because we need to know who the person is at X that is making those decisions, because they're holdovers. When Elon arrived, he was meant to have gotten rid of those people. But your case, I think, adequately demonstrates that they still remain. There's cockroaches in the facility and they need to be eradicated.
Yeah. And shout out, by the way, to a new follower, Noticer IM, who just joined on Rumble. I'm going to read a couple of the super chats as we keep going here. We're going to transition into talking a little about Moscow and connecting this to the Israeli thing. Dulon Tired said, do you think Candace uses a weave? I don't know. And I don't really care about black women's hair. He also said, what don't you see eye to eye with Candace? No, I meant we don't see eye to eye in terms of like on some issues, like anyone, like the Crowder thing. I didn't think that she should have gotten involved in his marriage. I think that's just like, I think anyone who piles on people's personal life, I don't like that. And I think that women tend to do that. That's my main thing.
Because you don't kick people when they're down.
No, I even got Candace's back now. I don't believe in that. And I've watched people do it to myself and friends, and they're all a bunch of fucking idiots. So that's what I'll leave it at. And I just didn't like when she piled on Crowder, because ultimately, like, why was that anyone's business that that secret footage got leaked of their own internal life and everyone's making a big deal out of it? It's like, dude, clearly no one's been married.
There's only two people that know what happened in that marriage.
Yeah. And I'm not going to get into it. I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not going to get into it because I'm not going to give my opinion. Anyway, that's all I meant is that. But I do support Candace in this venture. And it's very important to remember that. You don't have to agree on everything, but you can support people when they
Elon
need it.
Elon really should drop the hammer right now. He should have already had the phone call with her to say $10 million, cool. Whatever Don Lemon was asking for, that's now for Candace.
Give her the first show in space.
100%, man. 100%.
Seriously. I'm gonna put that out there. I'm going to put that out there. We're going to tweet that. I'm going to send it to some people and say,
wouldn't
hey.
Wouldn't be the first time you've stolen my ideas, Elijah.
No, but I'm saying we got to put that out there. Hey, we should put pressure. It's not stealing your idea. Let's get her a job at X.
I know, 100%.
Let's get her $10 million.
Like, she deserves to be there 1,000,000,000%, because she's going to be wiped off any platforms.
They
anyway.
Won't, though, because it's all anti-Semitism stuff. It won't happen. But Icona Turnaturd said, not sure if you heard, E, but Rumble CEO said gifting subs coming to Rumble within 90 days. Great. Could we also get being able to super chat off of iPhones? That would be cool. Dog there. Shit poster. What? Brian?
They do have it.
I don't have it.
Then you need to update your Rumble app.
Oh, okay. Update your Rumble apps, guys. Apparently, I thought you could only give it on the Android. I thought it was only on Android phones that you could give super chats. I didn't know it was on iPhones. Is it on iPhones? I thought it was only on Android.
We've just been
Android.
Told it was, so they can give, right. They can send, and we will take.
Yeah, we will. We are Jewish in that way. We'll take your money. No, but Cocteau said Borat was a postmodern philosophical genius. Thanks, Cocteau. Dogshit poster also said the rapper's real name is Negorilla. Oh, shoot. I shouldn't have read that. NB Janice said, whoa, Elijah. Thinking for yourself is anti-Semitic. They tell you what you need to think. And some other super chats as well. I think that's it for right now.
Incoherent Turd just sent through $1 sent from his iPhone, it says. Oh, so that's pretty cool.
Okay. Iconic Turner Turd also said, from Based Ghost, thank you for the prayers of protection for my clown wife. She had a safe travels and watching tonight and love her very much. Yeah, shout out to your wife. We're really happy about that, and we're really glad that she's all right. Thank you for that. And like he said, Iconic Turner Turd said, sent from my iPhone. Very nice. Okay. We'll go over the locals ones later and stuff, but I want to jump into this topic about her. So where is this? Rabbi Barclay. Candace has been the forefront of this stuff. Now, I know I'm not alone in this, and I want to bring this up. Scott Adams, who is the surprise turnover of the year. Him and I used to argue online. I need to get him on the show.
He was just a cartoonist, and then he said, hey, listen, maybe you'd be happier living over here.
Right.
And for that, for him telling people, suggesting that people would prefer real estate in a different location, he was immediately castigated as a horrible person. But he wasn't a bad guy. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a great guy.
No, I think he just wanted to live in peace. I actually like his statement. He's a good example. We got his back, though, too. Him and I used to argue, by the way, publicly about vaccines during the COVID time because he was a big vaccine advocate. I'll say that lightly. And so I was like, dude, I used to call him a pseudo-intellectual and a damn fool. And I was really rude to him because I thought it was okay to be rude to people that were pushing the vaccine. That's also, by the way, people are like, why are you, what do you have against Shapiro? To this day, he told all you guys, the SOBs, to all go get vaccinated. And if you didn't, you were a dope. You were an idiot. And I just remind people that is a famous quote. And that was to me, to you guys. You're all idiots if you don't get vaccinated. So when you're trying to kill my audience, the group, the power family here, sincerely, go eat shit and die. You know what I mean? You can die. So it's like, why do you hate this guy? Dude, we try to kill my friends. You know what I mean? We haven't met, guys. We haven't all met. But I feel like we're friends, right? And maybe you do too. It feels like we are. I recognize a lot of your names every night. I read the chat during the show. I keep up with you guys. I love it. But Scott Adams said, I can no longer support Israel in words when the ADL is on their team. I think Israel will do fine without me. Nothing personal. I wish them well. Very nicely put. He's very good with words. He's a cartoonist. He knows how to write short and sweet. Yep. And we've said on the show many times, Scott Adams was right. And guess what? Scott Adams now is right once again.
That's why he has such a satisfied look on his face when he's sipping his cup of coffee in the morning. Because he knows he was onto it. He knows he read the tea leaves. And it's up to the people who try to be his detractors to prove that he is wrong. But up until this point in time, they have yet to do so.
I know I'm like kind of like a child, but I am actually pretty happy. On Rumble, we have like over 2,000 live viewers, which is really good for the show.
There you go.
And I'm really happy because, like I said, we're not vitriolic, so we don't. Like, if you really want to hear about Jews all the time, go watch Vince James or Nick Fuentes. They have great shows. They're great. They're great hosts. If you want, you know, more generic Republican takes, watch Benny Johnson. He's also got a great show. We're somewhere in between. So we don't exactly, we're too extreme for most people, but not extreme enough for a lot. We're slightly offensive. That's why it's always been. The reason why I've always wanted the show to be something that you could watch if you are comfortable with talking about uncomfortable things, but you're not exactly convinced or sold on everything yet. But I think we're all getting more convinced and more sold. And it scares me that I'm only 30 years old and we have a lot of time to talk about this stuff. But, because it's getting crazy. It's getting insane. But shout out to you guys who are here. Thanks so much again for supporting the show. We really do love it. Scott Adams was right. And I think that when you realize that the guy, go to my screen, Brian, the guy who told us all to get vaccinated, the ADL, the country blowing up children, and the ones that demonetized our show are all working together. Mm. For $500, Ben, what do they all have in common?
Culture. I think they have culture in common. They have a second language, which they predominantly speak at home and to each other on the weekends. They also take a day off.
Hey, you know what? That was a very nice kosher answer. Go ahead and grab your shekels right there. They're on the corner. Grab them. You see them right there by, grab Dilbert. Can you grab Dilbert right there?
I can, since we're mentioning.
Yeah, grab Dilbert. It's okay. You know, I'll take you off the screen here for a second. Speaking of Scott Adams, let me see. There you go. Take him. I'm trying to take him off the screen real fast. There you go. Grab Dilbert. You should be able to just move, right? Dude, yeah, should be fine. Yeah. Grab Dilbert and the shekels, because I just want to give you your money. And I want to say thank you so much, kind sir. Where is this? Grab it. Grab the shekels, young man. Grab the shekels. And while you're grabbing, I'm going to read a couple more of the super chats that just came in here on. Oh, people are super chatting. That's great. I'm really happy about that. We never get super chats on here. So that's really awesome. Thanks, guys. Zionist Cuck says, donate to rid thyself of thou sins. Hail Odin. Frank Rizzo 1 said there are 69 genders. There actually are 420. We have another super chat came in from Nick B 8989 said Catholicism is ran by Jesuits. Christianity has been preserved in the East. Christ is King. Purple didn't send one in. Said Elijah's looking a little fruity tonight. It's because I'm wearing a tiny t-shirt. This is a medium. Like it's like, doesn't even like fit. You know what I mean? Like, look at this. Okay, first of all, yes, let's go. But also, it's like this shirt is for children. So I look fruity because I'm wearing a gay t-shirt. But it's the only one I have that says this because some reason Ben got this for me, so I can't get mad. But it was like he thought I wear a medium when I wear an XL. Always. So, but you can get this shirt at slightlyoffensive.com. It's in the description. You can get the Noticer t-shirt. It's right there. We also have a couple more here that were sent in. Zionist Cuck also said, leave the Zyklon B can alone. What are you, a fallacist? He also said, lyceist? I don't know what that means. Flying Dutchman said, always appreciate your show. Thank you for allowing free speech. God bless you and your family. Thank you so much. Angel Solmi say, testing iPhone rant after 5 tries, it finally worked. See, maybe that's what it is. I just haven't been able to send it, so we're good. So we're all good. And by the way, yeah, Jonathan Ellman said, all homo. All right, let's talk about the Moscow attack. I don't like to show gore on this show. I really don't. And I find it to be... I don't like to show it. Let me see. Is there... Okay. I'm just going to put it really small. I'm going to put it really small. I don't want to watch Do we want to watch the terrorist attack?
Well...
One's in the chat. Let me ask them. One's in the chat if you want me to actually play the footage of the terrorist attack. Two's in the chats if no. I'm really not, I really am not a fan of gore or of like, I don't like watching car crashes and stuff. Some people are into that. I'm not into that. One's in the chat if it is, because I'll do it if we have more ones than twos.
The jury deserves to see the evidence. You can look away by all
means. All right. We have way more ones in the chat. So don't, you can look it up yourself, but don't watch this right now. I'm just going to say, just listen audio only. Graphic warning. We're gonna watch some videos here of what happened. This is being claimed by ISIS. And it's weird. It's an election. Remember I told you guys things were just gonna start getting crazy? ISIS is back. BLM was back last show. Black Lives Matter is back. ISIS is back. Right? Maybe I just want my foreskin back, but that's not gonna happen. Here it is. Okay. That's insane. They're just lighting people up at point blank.
it's just like the airport level of modern war. Crazy. They don't sound like semi-autos.
No. Okay, let's, first of all, I want to be serious on this show because I don't like showing that stuff. Mm. I just want to remind you that the world is a crazy place.
Yeah.
Remember that quote from Trump where he said, the world is a very dangerous place.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous people. I want to remind you, it is a very serious place. Just like Isabella De Luca, the queen, and many of you guys are fond of her, clearly, for her cooking skills. She is a friend of the show, a friend of mine. You guys seem to really enjoy her content. And she's getting, charged as like a criminal, like a terrorist. You could just be cooking cake videos and then now you're being treated like a terrorist. The world is very serious.
Yeah.
You know, someone asked me like, how do you deal with friends betraying you? I go, oh. Worst things happen to people. People are getting shot in the chest, blown up. I don't want to replay the video. Let me see if I can just freeze frame something though here from this video. Give me a second here. Oh yeah, here. Go to my screen. This, look at this. Check this out. This guy right here I think it's on the screen. He's shielding somebody and gets just eaten up, lit. I think it might be his wife. He lays on top of her and gets killed. Okay? That, I don't cry, but that is as much of a moving as a man as I can feel. I think that was a man.
Yeah.
It looked like a woman and he grabbed her and put her under him while he's getting shot in the back.
Yeah.
Okay? By, and they might've gone through him and hit her. I don't know. But that is what life can be tomorrow. Okay? That is what life can be like today. And before we talk about who we think's behind this and turn it into content, this is during Purim. This is during Christian in an Orthodox country. This is attack on Christians in a Christian country.
Yeah.
And I think, what are we at now? Can anyone in the chat know? I know it was over 50 confirmed dead. There's got to be more killed than that. And I'm not happy about this. I'm just saying 100%. And what is Israel saying? What are everyone saying? Oh, it's a false flag attack. Russia did this so that they can attack Ukraine or something. Oh, so countries allow attacks to happen in their country to instigate war? Why would Russia need a false flag attack when they've already in the middle of a special operation? They don't need that.
So now the media is confirming the reality of false flag attacks.
Yeah, so now false flag attacks exist to start wars and conflicts. Oh, you mean like October 7th? You want Chick-fil-A sauce with that? I'm just saying, right?
Well, ordinarily you would expect, as a response to an atrocity like this taking place, the international community would send well wishes and prayers and offer support, and our leaders would make public statements telling President Putin, we are with you, we support you, and anything you need, by all means, we will provide that for you, because we have to eliminate these savage perpetrators. But there's a lot of quiet going on right now, because this could be potentially good PR for Putin, and Putin's the bad guy. So not, this is as a result of Vladimir Putin being the president. If Putin wasn't the president, this would never have happened in the first place. It's absurd, Elijah. It's absurd.
I don't know if we have, if we had any more super chats. Icona Turner Turd said, Ben, is there anything on high shelves out of reach you can demonstrate attempting to grab for us? No, he's not going to do that right now. And also, we got a couple more super chats on this. people saying, where is it? Let me go down here. Papo Naya says, election season shenanigans. Yeah, that is true. This does remind me of Vegas. Flying Dutchman said this reminds me of Las Vegas shooting 2017. It does. Dude, this is crazy, because we're going to talk about ISIS. So ISIS is claiming responsibility for this attack.
Yeah.
Let's begin by saying about election year shenanigans. Hmm. These people are sick. Okay.
They'll keep rolling it out. So
they're just sick.
Who has ISIS actually attacked over the last 4 months during Israel's war in Gaza? ISIS hasn't committed one single attack on Israel. The ISIS attacks from memory were, I think they attacked Turkey in January. They may have attacked Iran also in January. They've attacked Afghanistan. And now they've just attacked Russia. Where are all these terrorists that are meant to be here as sleeper cells in Western nations? And why aren't they annihilating people here? We're told they're meant to be here in large numbers. We're not seeing them conduct their attacks. What, are they all literally sleeping because they are sleeper cells? They just can't arise from their slumber? I don't buy it, E. I do not buy it, my man. I didn't buy it when convoys, kilometers or miles long, were rolling through Syria on their way to Raqqa to hack off people's heads in brand new Toyota convoys. And I'm thinking, hang on a second, something's amiss here. They appear when they need an enemy. They appear when they need to cast the blame on somebody for something. But I don't really
only during election years too. And mostly for terrorism. Which, by the way, the State Department knew about this in the United States. We have it posted, right? They warned people there was going to be a terrorist attack possibly in Moscow. But they didn't give enough evidence. No one knew what it was going to be. I don't know.
Yeah, they're saying Putin did not receive and accept the intelligence shared with him.
Right. And I think Shauna Fong said Brenton Tarrant did nothing wrong. I don't know who that is.
That's Brandon Tarrant, I think. Or Brenton Tarrant.
Yeah.
He was the guy, I think, that went and shut up the mosque in New Zealand.
Oh.
So he did actually something wrong. He walked into a mosque and just slaughtered.
How they just people. Troll me through the super chat.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify. I don't mind if you guys troll me in super chats. Mm. I think it's funny. But also, because I'm in a country where saying that could literally put you in jail, I just would like to clarify to the Australians that that is not an official view of the show. And
certainly not. He did something wrong according to law.
Yeah, I just want to. I just would like to clarify that 100% before the ASIO busts down our door in here. It's like, dude. Okay. How about this? Go to my screen here, Brian. Let's talk about ISIS and connect it to this topic here. What about this time when Greater Israel? There's a 1982 plan for the Mideast Empire aided by ISIS, and ISIS apologized to Israel after they opened fire on them. Why would they apologize? Listen,
you tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly.
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA or in our case the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? You can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad is institute. But when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the prime minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the prime minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS. Just simple words like that. Interesting.
Did you hear that? Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's a little bit too blatant, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but it's like, you know it's true. Because, I mean, like, everyone's like, what do you mean the terrorism is American Jewish sponsored? Well, first of all, Israel has used a ton of terrorism to accomplish their goals. But on top of that, we literally, in your lifetime, even if you're new, even if you're young, in the last couple of years, you watched us literally revert Afghanistan for spending trillions of dollars back into the hands of the Taliban and leave billions of dollars of equipment. They're literally one of the best armed militaries in the world now. You heard that?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was horrific. I couldn't believe it was done. I would have appreciated a contractor going there and scrap all of that metal, my man. I would have been able to make bank with that. But yeah, I don't think anyone is alarmist or anyone is a conspiracy theorist or anyone is crazy for thinking that, well, of course Israel would like to have some type of mercenary group that they could send to do things, as most nations would, to blame on people other than themselves, to provide themselves cover. The easiest way to eliminate your enemies is have somebody else do it for you, or at least give the appearance that somebody else did it for you.
Well, and look at this. I only bring this up here. We always have sources. Where's your source? Here it is. Russia will pay the price. Russia supporting the enemy of Israel will come and make sure that Ukraine wins and will make sure that you pay the price for what you've done. An Israeli Likud party member on RT. Don't listen to me. Don't believe me, I should say. And don't listen to what I'm saying. Listen to this clip for yourself. This is insane. This is insane. This was a while ago, but this was saying Russia's going to pay for supporting, you know, Russia. Something bad was going to happen. Around the time then that the U.S. says, oh, by the way, there's going to be a terrorist attack in Russia. By the way, check this out.
I understand you're on the Russian payroll, and I understand this is a Russian propaganda, but you have to be very careful, because let me tell you, we're going to finish this war. We're going to win because we're stronger. After this, Russia will pay the price. Believe me, Russia will,
Russia will pay the price.
Russia is supporting the enemies of Israel. Russia is supporting Nazi people who want to commit genocide on us, and just Russia will pay the price. Russia also. Now, let me listen to me very carefully. We are going to finish with these Nazis. We're going to win this war. It's going to take the time it's going to take, but we're going to win this war. Afterwards, we're not forgetting what you are doing. We're not forgetting. We will come. We will make sure that Ukraine wins. We will make sure that you pay the price for what you have done. You as Russia, and you and as all the enemies of Israel, and you as all the people who are now making everything they can to support genocide of the Jews in Israel. We are not forgetting. We are not forgetting. Remember exactly what I'm saying now. You will pay the price.
Somebody said, suck a baby dick, you faggot. And that's kind of how I feel too. But I mean, that's a very valid threat.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like, this is legit of saying these people are serious. And that's why I'm careful. People are like, well, why don't you just say things? Well, because look, I'm not just like a random guy in my bedroom that's like mad. They've done things to me and tried things that I'm not going to give light to. There's been things, you think some of the things they've pulled on me, the money they've taken away, the people they've convinced to turn against me, you think it's been bad? Wait until you find out some of the things they didn't get away with, which I won't mention. It's insane.
And it comes less than a week after Putin was resoundedly voted in again.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's not a joke. We're not playing around. These people are in every government and they want revenge and they will ruin your life.
Who were the Bolsheviks?
Exactly. And it's like, this is not anti-Semitism. And they say they were fighting the Nazis. First of all, one might argue the Israeli government is whatever they say the Nazis were, they're like that. Okay. I'm not saying that their view of the Nazis is accurate, but also if it was, they're closer to the Nazis than Russia.
If they weren't in Germany, would they have even been killed?
Well, yeah, I did watch a TikTok girl that was explaining how she moved to Berlin. She was American and she couldn't understand why they didn't have like good bagels.
Someone offered
there.
Me $1,000 to watch Europa.
Did they?
They said US.
But Elijah has to be in on it as well. If he's not, then it's not a grant.
I've already seen that entire series. So I've already watched that whole series. I watch everything. I don't know if I agree with everything in that entire series, but I mean, it's worth watching. It's long. But I will say it's banned everywhere, so you know it's good, right? You know there's truth in it. I don't think all of it's true, and I don't think everything's 100% accurate in it, but I do know there's a lot of truth in it, and there's enough of truth in it that it's banned places because it's true. If it was all lies, it wouldn't be banned anywhere.
It's good for you, so they ban it.
Correct.
Like cocaine.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is why don't they want white people to be racist? It's not that they... It's nobody's really racist. I know people in the chat will be like, well, I'm racist for this. No, nobody's really racist. So people don't even understand what that even means. What they don't want you is to have agency over your own life and to be able to make decisions based on reality. They want you controllable. So they want you to think that all, you know, there's no issues in cities and everyone's fine. No, literally, if you avoid certain types of people, and even white people that dress a certain way or look a certain way, you will avoid probably most issues. If you avoid certain cities that have high homeless rates and diversity, you will have to live in a safer life. It's not that you are to avoid control, but when you go to certain places like rural Pennsylvania and places that are still very much like old America, it's safe, it's clean. Of course, not everywhere because of fentanyl, you know, there's issues still, but in general, what they're trying to do is keep you controlled. Every group and race has a way that they're controlled by these people. Some are controlled by shame. Some are controlled by guilt. And that's pretty much, and some are controlled by fear. Women are mostly controlled by fear. And men, it's guilt in the West. They're controlled by guilt. You feel guilty about your past, feel guilty about your masculinity, feel guilty about these things. And minorities are mostly controlled by shame. So by groupthink, by collectivism, right? Like Hispanics, Blacks, Asians are all controlled by shame. So it's a different category of control, but it's still control. So with the guilt, you have to ask yourself, what is the control of white people? If you're watching this, you're Hispanic, you have to get past the shame. They're going to use your family to keep you from breaking free, what your parents think about you, your reputation. You're not a real man. Your real men shouldn't go in that direction, just shut up and work, right? So this can apply to anyone. And if you're white, they're going to say, oh, because you're guilty, you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're a homophobe. And once you break past that control mechanism, you realize why they tried to control you. It's the same reason they try to control everyone else. It's because they want power. And you're not willing to give them that power and that agency over your life. You have your own agency. And that freedom gives you autonomy. And it makes you a threat. Yes, Nick Fuentes is such a threat to their regime. They spend millions of dollars and put people on payroll to just try to tackle him. They freeze his bank accounts. They put him on no-fly lists. They spy on him. He's a kid in a duplex that he probably owns or something, that he's rich, that he's not materialistic, that films on a green screen.
We can't deny that there's competing interests at play here. And because somebody like Fuentes or somebody else might be considered effective in helping people understand things in greater detail, well, they have to be typecast as something. And let's just play by the rules of, okay, Israel is never wrong. Israel does everything right. Israel has everyone's best interests at heart. Okay, what does the world look like? What does the world look like at that point? If we all just cheerlead Israel constantly, and Israel is never beyond reproach, if Israel never does anything wrong, what does the world look like? Does it look much different than what the world already is right now? Or is it, in fact, worse? I suspect it wouldn't get a heck of a lot better immediately, given their track record and what they do with their covert operation. We're up against it, but it's a small place. They haven't got that many people. So why have they got such influence over our nations? Why can't they just look after themselves and leave us there alone? Why do they need to keep reminding us that something happened? So this is why you're not allowed to say things. Why do they keep needing to tell us all of the time? This thing happened, so we have to take these actions to prevent something like this happening again in the future. Do they not read the writing on the wall? Can they not see by still doing what they are doing and by constricting people's freedom of thought? All it's doing is making further enemies. Perhaps that is their game. You know, Mossad is all about deception.
I know.
That's their slogan, my man.
I am not going to say anything because I'm not going to say anything. But I will tell you guys this. I do work on the inside with certain groups. And I'm careful not to explain things because they come after everywhere that I make money and do everything. They try to remove it from me. They're always trying to take my money and often very successful at it. They always come after my money. And I'm not joking when I say I've lost 7 figures of money in the last several years. Potentially could have been rich. I could have sold out. I've had many opportunities to sell out, just haven't yet.
I can never work for the government again in this country ever since I've started appearing on this show.
Oh, exactly. It's serious.
And I was almost debanked, and I've lost one telecommunications provider as well.
Really?
So
there you go. See?
Because we don't have the First Amendment. So they think I'm horrible right now. They think the things I say, no, you cannot. Who even got you to start thinking this way?
Oh yeah, you can't even, like, being white is a crime out here. People feel guilty. They wake up every day and they cry and they finger their neo vagina or whatever it is that these transgenders that they do. I'm sorry, that was crass, but I mean, seriously, these are just like, they're gay and retarded, right? That's kind of what's going on.
I read about a girl with two vaginas recently as well.
Yeah, a midget.
With two.
I know.
No, she's a full-figured woman. She is not a midget. She has two vaginas and she has two boyfriends. And the boyfriends are meant to be happy about the situation because neither one penetrates the other's vagina.
I don't believe that.
No. There's a big story and everything all about it, of course. And so I pulled up what the imagery of what the region looks like because I was thinking, how does this work? Is one stacked on top of the other? As it actually is in real life, they're side by side. And so I'm thinking you could easily slip. You could easily slip. But, yeah, we might be able to touch on that story later and pull it up.
Will do. I want to read this couple super chats here from locals. Alex Lindquist, you can go to my screen here, Brian. Alex Lindquist sent $1 and said, sups, nigs. I guess I shouldn't have read that one either, huh? Spaghetti N-word says, Chag Purim Shek to all the Jewish SOBs. I don't know what that means, but thank you. Noticer I am sent $5 and said the upgraded noticer is worth the money. Rumble chat, bros. I don't know what that means, but there you go. Spaghetti N-word sent $1 and said happy Purim. Customarily, what does it say? The terrorist attack on Russia coincides with the Jewish holiday of Purim. Purim celebrates the killing of 75,000 enemies of the Jews, including women, children, and infants as an act of revenge. Customarily, effigies are also set aflame on Purim. Yeah, that's why I was saying that too. Isn't it some Christian holiday right now in it's Purim? What's it called? It's Purim. What's the Muslim one called too?
I'm not familiar. I know Mecca.
No, it's the where they fast.
Oh yeah, they do the 30 days.
I'm not a Islam supporter. Okay,
it's called Ramadan.
Ramadan. I like what Kez said. We were talking to a mutual, and Kez was telling them, they're like, but the Muslims, you want, so the BLM want the Muslims here. And Kez is like, she just knows what we believe as a couple. She's like, Elijah and I don't like, we don't want the Muslims in our country. We want them kicked out. We want all the Semites, none of them having influence in our country. We don't want Muslims. We don't want Talmudic Jews. We don't want secularists. We don't want any of these people having influence. Okay. Like, it's like, we don't have to choose either side. How about we reject both? That's the best part of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Mm. I reject both. Mm. Leave. It's like that. You know what I mean? It's like they make you choose a side. It's not saying I don't choose other side because I don't want to get involved. I'm involved, and I reject both. Christ is king. What'd you say? They said Candace Owens was discriminating because she told her boss, who's Jewish, Christ is king. And what'd you say earlier?
I said, well, is Christ not king?
Exactly. They said that it was rude that she said it. But are they denying that Christ is king? Because if they are, then they're enemies of the cross.
And if they're upset about Candace saying that because that's insensitive to their religious beliefs, by them denying that Christ is king, are they not being disrespectful to her religious beliefs? And 1.2 billion Christians as well.
Exactly. Go back in here. Ugh. Okay. TopJimmy68 sent $10. Said, next time you're on Tower Gang, ridicule Clint for simping for Tim Pool and sucking Luke's dick. I'm sure there's context to that. I missed that. Was there something that I missed there?
I'm not sure, probably, but I saw Harrison Smith was on with Tim Pool yesterday, and Harrison's a good dude. You know, obviously Harrison from InfoWars, he does a good show. He knows what he's talking about vast majority of the time, and every time he said something, Tim treated him like an Antifa guest, basically kept shutting him down. No, that's wrong. That's incorrect. You just don't read enough books. You don't know history, this, that, and everything else. And I was thinking, damn, man, Tim was pretty hostile, but Tim was going.
I like Tim too. I consider Tim a friend.
Yeah, no. Tim's cool in a sense, but he was getting mightily pissed off about what was happening at the border. He was saying what needs to be done about that.
Pew, 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 bang, 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 that kind of thing. Use the guns.
Well, he was, because he's looking forward to civil war.
Why is everyone, like, I notice everyone's titles, including Alex Jones, is like World War III, civil. These people want war. Like, I don't want it. I don't know. Maybe it's like, I don't want a war. I don't think there's any way out of this. But
yeah, but if anyone goes back and watches yesterday's episode of Timcast, they'll see Tim was going crazy at the wrong guy. For some reason, Harrison was the enemy. And I was thinking, Tim normally doesn't treat his guests like this unless they're Jack Murphy or somebody else.
Well, I don't know if I'm still invited, but I did get invited to go on or when I get back to the US. Cedars, that'll be fun. Hey, that'll be really fun. I need to go back and go on Tim Pool's show. That'll be fun because notoriously Tim and I will like just butt heads on the show.
I can't wait, man. Go and catch up with Ian as well.
I think it'll be a highly watched show.
I think we should just stream and drop ayahuasca with Ian.
Dude, I would actually do mushrooms with Ian. I am not a big drug user anymore. I never was a big druggie. I smoked a lot of pot. I had just... Yeah.
But are psychedelics drugs? They're not nefarious.
No, but I definitely still believe that mushrooms are medicine. And I do believe, I just don't think you'd be like tripping every week, you know? But I think they can cure depression.
And I want to learn from Ian as well. Remember when we had Ian on the show and he told us he was just finished meditating with his girlfriend and actually felt like sex. So yeah. I want to get the breakdown.
Remember when he was like... He was like, he was a massage therapist, and remember he was on the show, and he's like, and the guy wanted me to masturbate him, and I'm like, I'm not even gay, I'm not gay, and I was like, Ian, you're on a show, you're on air, don't share this with the public. That was, by the way, one of the funniest shows, because he was like, I love Ian so much, I'm gonna have him back on.
Hunter Biden sex rings. I got invited on his show.
I need to go on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The Virgo on Fire said, Elijah, what do you think of the jab being pushed heavily in that special country we're talking about tonight? Why would they want to harm their own people? They had to have known it was harmful. I don't know which shot they used.
They gave it all to the non-pure bloods.
Yeah, but I think, I bet you there was exemptions for the right people. And again, ultimately it's a nation and they're about control. So it's not.
The right people got saline, the wrong people, they got the triple dose.
Get it. Some of the other questions that are on here, let me see. Do we get any more? Oh, yeah. Zionist Cuck said, Christ is... No, I'm not going to say that. That's blasphemous. I won't blaspheme for any money, okay? You can send $500 and I won't read a blasphemous... I'll read it pretty much anything, but if you're going to blaspheme Christ, I won't. That's not worth any money to me at all.
But if you send through any scripture, we'll read that immediately.
Yeah, but thank you for the chat, but I won't read it. Junties said, ISIS is Israel. Thanks for sharing the truth. Shout out to the locals chat, who's here as well, and everyone that's there. Man, you know what I think is crazy is, okay, my chat is pretty savage to me usually. Yeah. Like, they said I'm looking extra homosexual tonight. Thank you.
That's because I love you.
Yeah, but... Tim's chat is like really hostile towards him, like 90% of the people.
Yeah.
And that's really confusing to me because I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Well, that's because he shut down his own show and pulled it off YouTube several times because one of his guests has said something that he doesn't.
But he's the most watched, right? He's the most like watched live political show, I think, regularly, right? Yeah. So he's very popular, very well. I really respect his grind. He's one of the hardest workers I've ever met in my entire life. Right? Why is his chat hostile towards him? I don't watch the show, because so I don't know.
They think he doesn't go hard enough. He does not go hard enough. He bites his own tongue because he wants to stay in good favor and standing with YouTube. And people have said, well, wait a second, you've got your own platform now. You're selling all of these memberships. We subscribe to this. We pay our $10 a month or different levels as well. He's got different tiers. And if you're at the top tier, you get to be able to call into his show in the after hours chat, etc. But his audience is saying no.
That's
more.
A good idea.
It is. But he's also selling coffee and doing a few other things. But the reason why his chat sometimes gets hostile with him is because they think he tries to ride the fence. He tries to ride the fence and he won't say everything that he knows he needs to say. So he self-censors on his own program.
Dude, I was back when people were shit-talking me, I remember I was really surprised that when they brought me up on the show, his co-host, Labonte or whatever, decided to shit-talk me and drag me in front of his whole audience. And the only reason why the story got pulled is because Tim started getting messages from people that are his friends that were like, dude, this story is bullshit. This person's lying about Elijah or whatever. Don't cover this. This is just slander. Yeah. But I was really surprised. I remember like,
because he's a metal singer as well.
Well, I was like, I don't know why they're like, why is his co-host dragging me on the show and making me trying to look bad? And I've been nice to him too. I was like, that was weird. I don't understand that. But Tim's always
drag
been,
anyone on his show. Drag Libby,
but
like her tits drag along the ground.
I'm not going to drag anybody. I don't drag anyone. I know Libby personally.
Love you, Libby.
Do you have a problem with Libby?
No,
I don't know anything about Libby. I don't
enjoy the website. I like what she's doing.
Yeah, I was like, I like Libby. I'm not going to talk smack on Libby. But what I will say is, Tim's never dragged me or anything. So I have a good relationship with Tim, and I like Tim, and I like his show. I just, his co-host dragged me. Like, it was really unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, super.
Phil, you're talking about Phil.
Yeah, it was super rude and super,
and
like.
And he's totally based as well. So
like,
he
talking about
it.
Things that happened behind the scenes. It's like,
yeah.
Unnecessary things. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Because I never, like. Yeah, that's crazy.
Sometimes
like, I'm like,
our envy spews over.
No, I'm not accusing him of anything. I just don't know why he talked shit that time. I'm like, and I remember that. I'm like, why'd you talk shit on me on the show? That doesn't make sense.
When we get on, or when you're on Timcast, I'll be sure to attend the compound with you, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, go.
And we'll raise it. We'll raise it. Tim's actually got a challenge right now. He's built some crazy skateboard ramp, and he's offering dudes $10,000 to come there and drop in on this ramp because he thinks it's an impossible feat.
Well, I really like Tim. I'll just leave it at that. I like Tim. I consider him a friend.
His music's not too bad as well.
I think he's very talented. I just didn't understand why his chat was hostile towards him. It made no sense to me because my chat's hostile towards me, but it's still nice. Like
your chat takes the piss out of you.
Correct. They're like, you're a retarded faggot, but it's not actually mean.
Yeah.
It's like, you look like a squishy homo or something. Yeah. Like, I think that's funny. But I don't know. His chat is like vitriolic towards him. Like, they're like,
they want him to go harder.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I didn't know what the issue was.
They
want
him to go significantly harder, and they want him, if YouTube is going to say, well, we're going to terminate you and we're not going to allow you monetization anymore for saying certain things, Tim says, okay, he'll jump to the level of how high they wish him to jump to, where his audience is saying, no, we support you. We back you. You've got your own thing happening now. You've got memberships. Don't worry about trying to limit what you're saying to fall in accordance with what YouTube says you're allowed to say. So it pisses people off a little bit, particularly his audience. And so that's where the conflict arises from, I think.
Someone said, would you suck a mushroom again on the show? Dude, I've been on that show many times, like maybe a half dozen times. Mm. And I've gotten a lot of people on that show. Mm. And they should thank me because I've helped their careers, but they don't.
I wonder if you're on Timcast next time, if you'll actually do more talking on Timcast than Tim.
No, I get shut down
because
a lot when I'm on.
Ordinarily, his guests, they realize pretty quickly, like it's a little bit of a dictatorship. And that's totally cool. We understand because he's got a lot of good things to offer.
This show's a little bit of a dictatorship too. However, I will say this. If I was doing the show 5 nights a week for 2 hours and I had in-studio guests, I would probably just take it as a joy to not have to talk half the time. If there's a topic I was really today excited about, then I'm going to just keep talking about it. But he can get anyone he wants on. So I think real fast, a couple super chats. I want to read these before we sign out here. Casey Campbell said, 48 said, I think you should do a show on the dangers of socialism and communism. That was this show. You're welcome. That was this show. These are the people behind it. Jay Parabellum said, Tim's chat is realizing he is controlled by you know who. So is that what it is? Is that why they're hostile? I just didn't understand it.
Remember when Kanye and Nick arrived there and Kanye's like, but these people did something. And Tim's like, no, but you can't say that. And he's like, no, but they did do something.
And then, yeah, I guess I'm reading the comments. People here are critical too. Okay, well, have your opinion. I mean, people are just saying things that he's hostile. Tim, that he's hostile to me. I think he just knows that I'm the kind of person that could probably get something demonetized or YouTube would get mad at me. Mm. And he knows my channel's demonetized. So if he doesn't push back on me, then it looks like he's sponsoring me and he can have guests on as long as he pushes back.
But
I know
that's
true.
Also, don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Tim needs the 150K a week coming in and he needs that so he can paying people. He's employing people. He's building things. He's doing things. So it's a compromise. Yes, he's made the compromise, but he thinks it's for a net positive at the end of the day. So is he willing to restrict what he says? Yes, he is. He does constantly remind his audience that he will say other things which he cannot say on the YouTube platform in the 1 hour after show. So, he's having it both ways.
I like it both ways. Here on Slightly.
but that's because, when the cash is coming in and you've got a staff and you've got people and you've got plans, is anyone really going to give up $100,000 a week?
No, I don't blame him. Look, if this show, we still are on YouTube, we still follow by some of the rules. Yeah. I don't mind running by the rules. If we were monetized, we'd be rich. But I will say this, I am happy with life. Iconic Turner Turtle said, Tim pretended to not know what the U.S.'s liberty was to avoid having to talk about it. Okay. I don't know.
Charlie Kirk said at the turning point event, he said, that is a conspiracy theory. We will not talk about that. That did not happen when it was raised to him, obviously.
That's so funny. I like these guys too, but you know what I think? I think that they see how I got more open and how I was treated as well as Candace's and stuff. And you know, they'll teach us a lesson. But here's the nice thing. This is why I'm annoying. I'm not going away. I always say that. I'm not going anywhere. In fact, I'm only expanding in the coming months and creating more content.
And we're going to clone you as well. So there's going to be more of one of you just out there at some stage, Elijah. When the technology is available, yes, we're going to clone you and he's going to do his own show.
Yeah, I think... Let's see. We have some more super chat. Zionist Cuck says, Ben, can you open your mouth and talk into the mic? Because you sound like a whispering tunnel Jew. he's way higher volume than me. So I don't think people realize, by the way, it's called projection.
Yeah.
I project my voice very, very. If you're in here, you can hear me without a microphone. My voice is loud.
Yeah.
And
Elijah is very loud.
But that's also.
Ordinarily don't talk like this all of the time. Glenn Beck
taught me that when I started my podcast. Yeah. Glenn Beck taught me about voice projection and microphones.
Yeah.
He said, he told me that you've got to really speak and get it out. Because it's not going to peak. We have good microphones. We have good compressors, good sound equipment and amps. So it's never going to like, it's just give yourself that oomph and you've got to push the power into the microphone. And that's how you draw your points in. I've got some good people training me. However,
I have to yell at people at work. So when I come here on the program, I don't wish to continue speaking the way I have
No, I'm with you.
At work.
Right. No, but it's also Dat Raging Cajun said Elijah's eyes.
But I appreciate the constructive criticism. Yes, I do.
Well, this isn't the chat. They said Dat Raging Cajun, who's a member, said Elijah's eyes look closer than usual. And then Serum 108 said Elijah is my favorite homosexual streamer. Someone else said Eli Jack Murphy. And Elijah said Dolan Tired said Elijah's my favorite fruitcake. And then Cheese Chetman said, I appreciate Leger and may God bless him. Zionist Cuckall said, Zionist Cuckall. I'm not going to read some of the ones you
write. MB for Jenny says, Elijah, you should get Cassandra McDonald on. She's
I invited her on, actually. Yeah. She said she doesn't do a lot of show appearances, though.
No.
You know what I should have her on? She'll do well in person. So when I get back to the States, that's the one you'd fly out and sit down with someone like her, have a cup of coffee before, talk about monkeys, and then get on. And talk about a different kind of monkey, you know? Mm-hmm. Optical Infinity 2020 said, just got my wellness kit and saved $30 with promo code OFFENSIVE. So thanks, Elijah, Ben, and SO crew. Been following your content many years and appreciate y'all fighting with a good fight. Oh, and Roll Tide. I don't know what that last... Dude, good. Actually, get this... By the way, I don't put sponsors on here with shitty products. We don't offer shitty products. The wellness kit is actually one of the coolest things because it's legit. By the way, someone said Tim sitting high. Okay, I don't want to read all those things. I'm not here to talk negatively about anyone. Although local Nazi said backing away from Glenn Beck is based as fuck.
And the Virgo Fire says, oh yeah, because Tim wouldn't say who is they when he was on. We get it.
Yeah, my personal thing is
self-preservation, dudes.
But I just don't understand. I get what you're saying. What I'm asking this question because, like I said, I liked him and he's a friend.
Yeah.
I just went to his chat recently and I saw how vitriolic it was, and I've seen it before, and I go, I just don't understand. Like, it's like, was like, it would demoralize me.
Well,
and
I'm also pretty thick skinned. He also has a feature on there now where you can become a member of his channel, and members of his channel, they get top running in the chat and everything as well. So
I wish we could do that. I would, dude, if we took super chats on YouTube,
some classism going on right there.
Well, this is good. By the way, if we get super chats like this every show, this is a good idea because I want to end the show with super chats like this. And Tim attacked his audience for asking him to cover the Twitter censorship story over Eliza Blue last year. This is super chat from the Virgo on Fire.
Yeah.
And that's when I had it with him. He was rude to you too on his show before, Elijah. That's up subjective. What if you guys think so? I know a lot of you guys weren't happy about my last appearance there, but that's up to him. I don't want to.
But we're cool. Like,
yeah, I'm cool with him.
He's allowed to say things which, you know, some people might say, oh my God, he said something. Can he disagree with Elijah? That's cool. He can disagree all he likes because they'll agree on more than what they disagree on.
False Flag said, Elijah talks like he's trying to blow the semen off his vocal cords. Well, you guys are sick.
If you're face to face with him, you'll totally understand that that comment is accurate. Yes.
The Virgo on Fire says, oh yeah, Tim wouldn't say who is they either. Oh yeah, you read that. These are all super chats, by the way. I'm just reading. Shriver said I'm his favorite Jewish Nazi. And I think, unless there's any more here, oh yeah, there might be. Let me see. No, I think we're good. I think that's everything. Shout out to the locals chat. Shout out to Censored. Shout out to everyone. Make sure that you support this show directly. Oh yeah, here it is. Here's me as Greta Thunberg. You guys are crazy. I don't even like to like go to this chat sometimes because it throws me off. I think they're talking about what we're talking about, and they're just like sending like racist memes to each other. It's like crazy. So we can take that off the screen because that chat is the locals chat is just insane.
We got a $10 chat from Yorick, and it says, if you know what is coming and want to be prepared, check out tacticalwisdom.com. It's available on Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon. And they also want me to speak of the, I don't know what a Yiddish accent is. I've just been from New York. I've met a lot of New York Jews. They're always like, the Jews in New York make me laugh. They're always like, everything's always the end of the world with them, right? Mm-hmm. It's always like, they're always just upset. Anyway, $1 for not blaspheming from Nick B 8989. Anyway, thanks guys for watching. It's been a crazy, Brian said, what an amazing show. Thank you for giving us free speech. Elijah Daniel, which is weird because my name is Elijah Daniel, by the way, said, Elijah Thunberg, how dare you? And we love it. We love our people. Also, huge thing, because it's always nice when Ben's here. It's going to be really sad to lose Ben in person, but we will be able to bring other people in person in the U.S. And it'll be nice because whenever I come back here to be visiting in Australia or whatever I end up doing, it'll be fun to have Ben on, and Ben can come out to the U.S. and come on a super show and actually come on show with guests that he's seen on the internet that he would want to know who they are and come on the show with them. It'd be great. Maybe one day Ben will live in America because Australia is kind of screwed. And it is, it really is screwed here.
Yeah, I get it.
It is screwed.
I'm looking forward to the First Amendment. I really am.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to the First Amendment very much.
And before we sign out, we want to try this new raid that has become available on Rumble.
What is the raid?
We're going to set a raid to Drew Hernandez, who is live right now.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do a raid. So what we're going to do is we're going to get AIDS, and then we're going to infect Drew's chat. Is that what we're carrying AIDS over? So Drew Hernandez, Drew H Live, we're big Drew supporters. We love Drew. We are a big Drew Hernandez supporting team. We're going to send our chat over there. How do we do that? What is a raid, Brian? I don't know what this is.
That's what we're going to find out. I just set it to go. It says please review the raid details. Yes, that looks right. The raid will be initiated once you have confirmed, so we can either click it now, but it'll start sending everybody over, or I can click it as soon as we sign off.
Well, I'll just read the last super chat here from the Virgo on Fire. It said, Ben, you are awesome. I love seeing you and Elijah. Please keep coming on. So that's really nice, and we're very happy to have you here. Shout out to the Censored chat. Make sure you guys support the show directly by getting a Censored membership. Censored.tv, promo code offensive. You can get these noticer t-shirts designed by Ben at slightlyoffensive.com. They're still for sale. They'll be off in a little bit. And you can support and follow Ben, link in the description. Shout out to Mike, who is very sick. Producer Mike, who's sick but still wrote the show. Thank you, Mike, for helping write the show and gathering the resources.
He's got monkeypox.
He's got monkeypox. It's true. He's dying in his bed from AIDS. And then a shout out to Brian for directing the show as well, getting everything set up. The team is amazing. You guys make the show possible. And biggest shout out to all of you guys who watch and join every week, every day. I know there's like a good amount of you. A lot of streamers and people get really upset. They're like, oh, today we only have 900 people watching live. For me, I'm like, that's like, if we have like, well, I think normally we have like 1,200 now watching live on like a low night. I'm not sad when a night's low. Mm. I am happy because I know you guys are like, dude, there's no reason any of you should be watching. You have other things to do. You have places to be, and you could watch so many other people. So the fact that you like this show and you watch it and you are around, I'm grateful for you. And I'm thankful. And you can also get it audio only. These are downloaded. These are available audio only. You get these on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play. It's all there. So you see that right there? Oh, that's what a Rumble raid is. There you go. Bring it up on the screen. We'll end here. You see this on the screen, on the chat? It says, like, slightly offensive has raided Drew Hernandez. Do you want to join Drew Hernandez?
Okay, I'm joining. We'll
and
see
now
what happens.
You join. Wait, what happens if we join?
Okay, so it's taken me immediately to his channel.
So now I've raided it. So now, what's
why? Because Con Inc. is real. And they work alongside the other side and they get a pass. While the real ones get shut down, look at what's happening to Candace. She's no longer going to be privileged by the machine. She's never going to be able to have that pass, but watch her explode without it. You see, but this is what happens. Because controlled opposition, you think you can make your bed with the devil and you'll be fine. Yeah, you may have perks here and there, but that will only last for so long before we're all getting shadow banned. We're all getting deboosted. They're trying to take Rumble off the internet.
I'm going to pause that for a second to remind you. He also left Turning Point USA. He got his start with Turning Point, and they tried to screw him too, you know, in his life, and he left because he saw through the crap. So go support Drew. Go over there. Ben, last word. Say what you must.
Candace Owen did nothing wrong. Candace Owens did nothing wrong. She did nothing wrong. She's an exemplary American. And she should be commended for noticing.
Hey, everyone's in the chat saying, like, Elijah gave Drew AIDS. Slightly offensive is worse than Tim Cast. Like, you guys are all in the chat now just talking shit about the show. It's absolutely fantastic. It's so good. Elijah went to Australia to
very
have
very homosexual content.
Elijah is bringing his gays here. Jewish Center. Elijah wants to blow Drew. slightly offensive destroys cut cast. What even does that mean? Hey,
but that's the purpose controlled opposition serves. It's to give an appearance that there's an alternative. It's part of the art
right.
of deception.
Good night, guys. It's slightly offensive. Because shout out to all you guys. You guys are amazing. Said nice show tonight. We're not holding back. Good night, boys. Have a great rest of the week. May God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out. Go watch Drew.